Play-by-play of tonight's game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Now, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Knights of Columbus Field. We're in North Platte this afternoon for the Class D2 state semifinals here on 1230 KHAS. Number one ranked and undefeated Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to take on North Platte St. Pat's with a right to move on to the state championship ball game coming up next Tuesday down in Lincoln. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Hastings St. Cecilia coming into the football game here this afternoon, a record of 11 wins and no losses on the season. The Hawks have won a total of 13 games last year and 11 games this year. So the Hawks are riding a 24-game winning streak entering the football game here this afternoon. Sometimes it's kind of tough to keep track of all those numbers. Huh? St. Cecilia has had a sensational little run here the past couple of years, picking up wins in the playoffs so far this year over Bayard 62-21, also over Donovan Trumbull 42-14, and over Crofton by the score of 31-12. They face a team here in North Platte St. Pat's, the number three seed in the Western Division of the Class C2 playoffs this year. They have wins over Cross County 51-0 and over Perkins County 48-17 and over Cambridge last week 26-25 to get here. The only loss this season was to Cambridge during the regular season. So it's Hastings St. Cecilia and North Platte St. Pat's squaring up here this afternoon in North Platte. The winner of this ball game will move on to face the winner of the ball game going on tonight between Aquinas and Archbishop Bergen. Jimmy Purcell alongside has made the trip out with us to North Platte, and Jimmy St. Cecilia on a roll. As we mentioned, the last 2 years stringing together 13 consecutive wins last year. They've got a string of 11 games this year. The Hawks seem to be rolling along. They have played pretty good football here in the state playoffs thus far.
Well, it's like one of the administrators talking to him prior to this ball game said, what is the machine down there? He says, we want an ID about half of these kids that come walking across. Just a very big lineup. We talk about the role they've been on. They have, like, they just have tremendous athletes that are there. The size is just such a huge advantage for St. Cecilia. In most of the games last week in the game against Crofton, they were matched up very well, but then they came out and really flexed their muscles in the second half, was able to come away with a nice victory against Crofton. You talk about the North Platte St. Pat's, are not unfamiliar to the playoff situation. They won Class C2 state football in 2004, so they have been in the playoffs before, 10-1. Their only loss this season to Cambridge, which they, as you said, avenged that loss last week. That was a wild game. They trailed a couple of scores late in that ball game and were able to come back and win that by 1 point. So they advance on. They host the Hawks here, and boy, the weather definitely going to be a factor here in North Platte today.
Cloudy skies, it is 42 degrees, but we've got light rain falling here this afternoon. Winds are going to be out of the south at 15 miles per hour. They're calling for a cold front to move through this area, perhaps during the ball game tonight, which will move the winds around to the northwest, they tell us, and then gusting up to 25 to 35 miles per hour with a chance of snow out here. So hopefully we can get this ball game in and get home, huh?
Well, exactly. You know it's playoff football time when you look on the Hawks sidelines, and Doc Herbert has that familiar duck hunting coat on, as he has today with the rain falling. We're ready to get this thing underway. Cody Jackson back deep for the Hawks, and we are underway in semifinal football.
All right, Jackson's going to grab the ball inside the 5-yard line, back to the center of the field. He's at the 10, he's at the 15, he's at the 20-yard line, brings the ball out to the 25 before he's upended right there by North Platte St. Pat. So that's where Hastings St. Cecilia will start. There's one other game going on today. It's in Class C1. They're in the third quarter, 9:52 to play in the third. Pierce is out on top of Ogallala by a score of 14-0. So St. Cecilia comes out here. This is an offense that has produced 46 points per ball game so far this season. Hastings St. Cecilia averaging 288 yards on the ground, 93 yards passing, 381 total, and they have outscored their opposition by a margin of 46 points to 6.7 points so far this season. So it's going to be St. Cecilia first down and 10 yards to go. The ball is at the 25-yard line. Hand off and a sweep play goes to the far side as they give the ball to Matt Kissinger. As Kissinger gets it, second down and 6 as they move the ball up to the 29-yard line. A tackle is made by Jared Arensdorf, a 5'9", 150-pound junior for North Platte St. Pat's. St. Pat's going to be in their gold pants here this afternoon with their gold football helmet and their green tops. Hastings St. Cecilia going to be dressed in their away uniforms here this afternoon. They'll be in their black tops and their white tops and their black bottoms and their dark Is that black? Is that
black
blue?
Pants.
That's and their black football helmets this afternoon. Here's a errant snap, but now we've got a whistle here before the snap. So St. Cecilia going to be penalized. Illegal procedure on St. Cecilia. The snap was kind of juggled there by Phil Hamburger, the quarterback, and that was probably good that St. Cecilia was in motion, huh?
But I'm sure that you're going to see St. Cecilia throw some different looks at North Platte St. Pat's coming into this game. We have seen the trap play very well with Ellie. He does a great job running that. And then also Cody Jackson in the backfield. They run that first play, and they run the little reverse to Kissinger. He was able to get it around the right side, but then the penalty will push St. Cecilia back inside the 25-yard line, actually down to the 24, so it brings up second and 11 for the Hawks.
Just underway, St. Cecilia moving from our right to our left here in the first quarter for North Platte. Here's Hamburger, he wants to throw, play action pass. He rolls to his left, holds it, throws the ball down deep. He's got a man, Kissinger, grabs the ball at the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, down the sideline, 15, 10, 5, and he's run out of bounds. Kissinger down the near sideline, just a little pump there by the quarterback in a Hamburger. It's right on the bunny to Kissinger. He takes the ball all the way down to the 5-yard line where he is popped out of bounds.
67 yards on the gain, and what a great job by Phil Hamburger. He had Consbrook and also Kissinger over here in front of the Hawk bench, and then Kissinger just released downfield, and the defender went up towards where Hamburger was going to be running. A great pass and a nice catch by Kissinger down about the 40, and then he takes it all the way inside the Irish 10-yard line. They'll spot it down. First and goal here for the Hawks at the 8-yard line.
Yeah, he was bumped out of bounds at the 8th of St. Cecilia, knocking on touchdown door early in this football game. Hamburger up under center, hands the ball away to Jackson. Jackson looks south side, uses his speed. He gets to the 5-yard line, and he's pulled down out at about the 3 on the far sideline. So Jackson trying to get outside. He's pulled down there by the Irish. That's Taylor Hafe over there for the St. Patrick's, North Platte St. Patrick's, to pull him down at about the 3-yard line. So a pickup of 5 for Jackson. And it's now second down and goal for St. Cecilia from the St. Pat's 3-yard line. Quickly come up to the line of scrimmage. The ball is going to be on the far side hash mark. That's going to be Hamburger under center. He's going to have a full house backfield back there now. Maryland I formation with all three backs stacked up behind Hamburger, the quarterback. They hand the ball away to Jackson. Jackson is in at the 2-yard line. He gets in there for the touchdown. So Jackson takes it in from 3 yards out. Hastings St. Cecilia very impressively there, Terry, on the first drive. They get a 67-yard pass. And then a couple of plays later, they bang it in from 3 yards out. And the Hawks are out on top by a score of 6-0.
Yeah, the Hawks very quickly taking the opening drive downfield. It was all set up on that Matt Kissinger catch and run of 67 yards. They got it down to the 8. And then just sheer power with that offensive line. They will rely on them all day long. They open up a nice hole, and Jackson gets another touchdown. That's 23 on the season for Cody Jackson. We got Matt Kissinger in to attempt the point after Phil Hamburger holding.
All right, so St. Cecilia goes down on top 6-0 here early in the ball game, and now we got movement for St. Cecilia. Looks like on the right side of the line. So St. Cecilia going to be penalized here, or does somebody jump from North Platte St. Pat's? Here comes the official, and he makes the call. It's going to be offsides now in North Platte St. Pat's, and on Carl Tesmer, he may like to go
probably,
for 2 here.
Probably go for 2. It's half the distance of the goal. So we'll see what St. Cecilia likes to do here.
So a 67-yard pass from Phil Hamburger to Matt Kissinger sets this baby up as they took the ball down to the 3-yard line. And a couple of plays later, Cody Jackson gets it in there from the 3-yard line. St. Cecilia is out on top by a score of 6-0. St. Cecilia will go for the single conversion. And now the Hawks are going to move up front. Looks like the guy over here on the right end for Hastings St. Cecilia jumps the gun a little bit, and he's going to be penalized. That's going to be Joel Groffel, number 34. So Groffel is going to be penalized, and the Hawks will be penalized 5 yards here. But now they'll move the ball back, and again, we'll have a PAT attempt here. 9:56 to play in the first quarter. 6-0, St. Cecilia has got the lead. So now the ball is pushed back here, and they'll try this extra point again. St. Cecilia will kneel. It's going to be Matt Kissinger into the football for the PAT. Ball is down, and the kick goes up there, and it's going to sail off of the right side, and it is no good. So the PAT is no good by Matt Kissinger. He was 47 out of 54 coming into the football game here this afternoon, and he misses on his first PAT attempt. 9 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We've got a break for the score. Hastings St. Cecilia 6, North Platte St. Pat's 0.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
1230 KHAS.
My girl Jimmy Purcell with Gene Shaw back here in North Platte. It's the Class T2 State High School football playoffs here this afternoon at 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia, their opening possession, uses a big 67-yard pass to get the ball down to the 3-yard line. Cody Jackson takes it in from there for St. Cecilia. That's his 23rd touchdown of the season. There's the kickoff down by Kissinger, drives the ball down to about the 5-yard line, back to the 10, to the 15, to the 20-yard line, and he hops out to about the 23 before he is finally brought down into play. Ball is brought back there by Sean Ryan for North Platte St. Pat's. An attack was made downfield by number 58, Joe Clark. So that's where St. Pat's will start to bring the ball officially to about the 25-yard line. This offense for St. Pat's, they average 246 yards per ball game rushing, 56 yards passing, 302 total yards. They average about 39.5 points per ball game. So St. Pat's will come out trailing in the ball game on a score of 6-0. Their quarterback in there is going to be Matthew Jensen. He sends a couple of wide receivers to the right side. They're going to run the football across the 30, 35, out to the 40-yard line before he's brought down. That's Andrew Benton carrying the ball there. They run this weird type of offense. They've got a couple of good running backs back there in Andrew Benton and Thatcher Vapp. Vapp has got 720 yards so far this year. Benton, the guy who just carried the ball there straight up the gut, with 970. He picks up some nice running room right up to get there against the St. Cecilia defense. Brings the ball out to the 40-yard line. That was a pickup of 15 yards in a play by Andrew Benton.
Yeah, give the Irish a good job there with that offensive line. Definitely undermatched today with the size differential.
Here's a pitch back to Benton. He's going to fall on top of it. It's a pitch back comes just out of his fingertips. And he falls on top of the football back here at the 30-yard line. So a loss of 10 yards in a play as they run the option play to the short side of the field. This is a ball control type of team. They want to run the football. This quarterback, Matthew Jensen, has only thrown 80 times so far this year. He is 36 out of 80, 45% completion ratio. So a team that definitely relies on their rushing attack. But now they're trailing in the ball game on a score of 6-0 early. Second down and 19 yards to go. As Jensen hands the ball away straight ahead and nothing is there. Just a couple of yards. As they get the ball to about the 35, a pickup of 4 yards on the play. And now St. Pat's will be looking at a third down situation here. Third down and 15 yards to go. Tackle is made in there by Joel Graffel for Hastings St. Cecilia defensively.
Well, the one thing St. Pat's really doesn't want to get out of, Mike, they got to do the things that they did all season long. That's why they're here. They're 10-1. They've got a good season going. It's going to be very difficult, though, to run the football in between the tackles when you got Stirrup and Consbrook out there. They are a big mainstay at the ends, and now we got wide receivers all over the field for the Irish.
Jensen wants to throw the football. He sets it. He throws it down here. It's going to be incomplete. That was Sean Ryan down here, the go-to man in this offense, but that throw was a little bit underthrown there by Matthew Jensen. Back there in coverage for Hastings St. Cecilia was Phil Hamburger. That was down here at the St. Cecilia 35, so it's going to bring up a fourth down situation now. Fourth down and 15 yards to go, and St. Pat's will have to punt the football away. Mikey Clinch is their punter. He is averaging 36.8 yards per kick, and he will stand back here at about his own 25-yard line. He will get the kick away. End-over-end kick is going to go to the far side. It bounces at the 32, takes a St. Pat's bounce across the 25, and it's going to be down at about the 20. So St. Cecilia will start first down and 10 of their own 20. Andrew Benton down there, the down to football. That was a nice kick, 45 yards there by Clinch. And he sees St. Cecilia will come out for the second time here this afternoon, leading in the ball game by a score of 6-0. Hawks moving right to left here in this first quarter. Kind of a chilly, drizzly type of day here this afternoon.
Well, especially where we are, unlike our home place, it could be real chilly there. We are inside, just on the first level here, this three-tier press box. But we are in the cold section. Upstairs is all heated, but it's still closed in here. We got the windows down with the rain falling. And we see the Hawks, after a nice touchdown drive here, take over.
Here's that little trap play from the fullback. It's going to be Ellie carrying the ball. Graffel is in there for St. Cecilia now as he brings the ball across the 25. out to about the 28-yard line. Clinches into the stop there for North Platte St. Pat's. Just that little fullback trap play. Carl Tesmer and talking with him all week long. He thought that would be a very successful play again here this afternoon.
Well, we've seen it in as many playoff games as the Hawks have had, a couple of the late season games, they have run that very good. And again, we talk about that line. We will over and over. They are big. They are powerful. They open up nice holes. And whether it's Ellie or Groffel in there, they do a great job.
All right, it's going to bring up a second down at about 2 yards to go. Hamburger on the pitch clock. It's going to come to Jackson. Jackson is hemmed in at the 25 to the 26 to the 27, and he's knocked down there. Actually, a loss of about a yard at the play, but it could have been much worse. Over there again for the St. Pat's defense was Barrett Pieper. Pieper, a 5'9", 175-pound junior. They are not very big across their defensive line. They go 210, 175, 195, and 185. St. Cecilia in offense. He's got 235, 205, 295, 260, and 265. Third down down, 3 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball on their own 27-yard line. Hamburger sends wide receivers out to the right side. One lone step back behind him. He's going to hand the ball away. That's going to go to Groppolo. He's going to be stopped on the play. They spread the field there with wide receivers to the right side. They try to cross up this North Platte St. Pat's defense. They go with a little play up inside to Groppolo. He's going to be knocked down on the play at the 29-yard line. So St. Cecilia looking at a fourth down and one situation. And for the first time here this afternoon, the punt team comes onto the field now for St. Cecilia.
Yeah, we'll see Matt Kissinger in to punt the football away for St. Pat's, but give that undermanned defensive front a lot of credit there. The Hawks try to run Groffel right up the middle of the field. They were able to stop him on third down, so the Hawks for the first time go three and out. And Kissinger will stand at his own 15-yard line to get this off. A couple of guys back for the Irish. They stand at their own 36-yard line.
That's Ryan and Jensen as they drop back. And now a penalty flag from deep here in North Platte St. Pat's territory. It's going to be a delay of game against the Hastings St. Cecilia. So the Hawks with three penalties already in the first quarter. 5:55 to play in the opening period. The score is 6-0. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead here over North Platte St. Pat's. So a 5-yard penalty marched off. They're going to move the ball back to the 24-yard line. It's going to bring up a fourth down and long situation, fourth and six. St. Cecilia will kick the ball away. Good kick by Kissinger. He's going to drive him back all the way to the 35-yard line to fumble the football. It is picked up there by Ryan. He's going to be hit down. He goes to the 32. Down there for Hastings St. Cecilia on the play. A couple of Blue Hawks there. Joe Groppel was there on special teams to knock down Ryan. He fumbles the football, had to go back to about the 30 to pick it up, but Groffel was right there. Ryan gets the ball back to the 33, and that's where North Platte St. Pat's will start. First down and 10 in their own territory. Their first possession this afternoon, Jimmy, was not very successful. It was three plays and out.
Yeah, three rushing plays, only 9 yards. They had a loss of 10 there on the bad pitch from Jensen. We'll see what the Irish have in store for the Hawks here. They'll start out first and 10 at the 34-yard line.
All right, here's a a pass coming up here. It's going to go to the far sideline. He's got a man out there. It's going to be picked off. Picked off by Jackson at the 37. Trying to take the ball down the left sideline that time to Ryan. And Jackson just playing like a center fielder out there, Jimmy. That was an easy interception for Cody Jackson. That is his seventh interception of the season, and the Hawks get the football back.
Yeah, Cody Jackson can do it offensively. He can do it defensively. He's a great defensive back in there for Randy Aarons. But that one there, I believe the weather conditions probably caused that one there as the ball come out of the hands of Jensen. The ball flutters a lot, and Jackson was right there. He made an easy interception, brought it back a couple of yards. So the Hawks now will turn around. They'll have first and 10 at their own 36-yard line.
St. Cecilia leading the ball game by a score of 6-0. They get a 3-yard touchdown run from Cody Jackson, and they miss on the PAT. First down and 10 from their own 37-yard line. Handoff goes to Jackson, and Jackson is brought down right at the line of scrimmage. That is Clinch again, number 51, 6'1", 210-pound senior for North Platte St. Pat's. We'll give them a pickup of only about a half a yard in the play. They'll give them forward progress up to about the 39-yard line. So we'll call it second down and 9, clock running 5:10 left here in the first.
Well, the size doesn't scare the Irish away. They're doing a great job. You talked about the mismatch up front with the size differential. It is a huge difference. But so far, the Irish have played a good game here with the Hawks trying to run the ball in between the tackles. Really no yards. Second down here and about 9 yards for St. Cecilia.
Now Ellie and Groffler are both in there. And now St. Cecilia fumbles the football. The Irish on top of it. Now Hamburger was trying to get things under control, and he lets it fall down to the turf, and the Irish are on top of the football. Getting through there is going to be Pieper, and he makes the recovery there for North Platte St. Pat's. So a fumbled snap again, maybe kind of a result of the weather conditions between the center and the quarterback, Hamburger. He fumbles the snap, and Pieper is right there, the big defensive tackle for St. Pat's. So North Platte gets their first big break here.
I don't know whether Tremble didn't get the ball up to Hamburger or what happened, but the ball went down the turf. St. Pat's right there. First turnover of the game.
Here's a play up inside. Benton takes the ball across the 35 down to the 30-yard line before he's brought down there. In there for St. Cecilia was Joel Graffel, also Jace Jackson. So a turnover for Hastings St. Cecilia in this first quarter. North Platte St. Pat's now with a golden opportunity to put some points on the scoreboard. That was a pickup of about 8 yards on that last play by Andrew Benton. And now it is second down, 2 yards to go. North Platte St. Pat's with the ball at the Hastings St. Cecilia 29.
Good job by the right side of the St. Pat's line. Just opening up a nice hole there for Benton. He picks up 8 yards. And again, we talk about the passing conditions. Could be very tough with the wet football and the cold conditions. And St. Pat's right now, with, as you said, a great opportunity here to get some points on the board.
There's a play up inside again, and nothing doing this time. St. Cecilia right there. No gain in the play. That's a new man in the football game now. That's going to be, nope, that's Thatcher Vapp. Thatcher Vapp getting a carry there. Jace Jackson was the first guy to get there, but Jackson had a lot of help. So Vapp and Benton doing the bulk of the carrying for North Platte St. Pat's here in the first quarter. And now it's going to bring up a third down situation. The ball is sitting right in between the 28 and 27-yard line. And now looks like North Platte, they're going to bring in the chains. That was a timeout, North Platte St. Pat's, but they're going to bring in the chains all the way from the far sideline to measure this one. They give them a good spot down there, and the official is going to measure here for a possible first down. So 6-0 is the score. St. Cecilia fumbling a ball here on their second possession. And now this is going to be short of a first down by about a half a yard. So it's third down and less than a yard to go with 3:54 to play from the 28-yard line of St. Cecilia.
Now that we watch the officials down there, each one of them have a towel that is kind of tucked into their pants. They're trying to keep the football as dry as they can. It's going to be a tough effort to keep a dry ball here this afternoon. We see both sidelines with the ball boys having towels as well, but the rain continues to come down. It's not going to go away. Hawk fans without shirts on.
We've got about 5 boys in the front row.
They will be sick tomorrow. We'll try to get them in with Doc Herbert tomorrow.
All right, Matthew Jensen on a quarterback sneak. They only needed about a half a yard there. Jensen didn't get much more than that, but I think he's going to have enough for a first down. Yeah, there's 5 boys in the front row of the St. Cecilia student body section just to our left with nothing on but their pants.
Yeah, jeans at least. Jeans. I mean, at least I don't see anybody with shorts on. But, yeah, no shirts. And it's chilly. Everybody with winter jackets here. As we see, the penalty will go against the Irish.
Was there a penalty? Yeah, clear on the far side of the field, I think. Yeah, a 5-yard penalty marched off here. So an illegal procedure call. That was a quarterback sneak. It was third down, less than a yard to go. And the official clear on the far sideline throws the penalty flag right in front of the St. Pat's bench. And now they're talking with the St. Pat's coaching staff over there, led by Kevin Dotson. So instead of third down and a half a yard to go, now it's third down and about 5.5 to go. Football pushed back here to the 32-yard line. Yeah, St. Cecilia's got their band just to our left, and a lot of folks playing hooky here this afternoon.
One of the school buses drop off a load of kids. The football team chartered a bus out here, so a lot of people dressed in blue here roaming the sidelines for St. Cecilia.
So now it's third down and 5.5 yards to go. The football is at the St. Cecilia 32. Matthew Jensen up there under center, and St. Cecilia jumps a hard count up there, and he's going to get the 5 yards back just like that.
Well,
Matthew Jensen comes up with a hard cadence up there, and St. Cecilia jumps on the defensive line. So now we're back to third down and a half a yard to go.
Exactly. A little bit of movement on the right side of the Irish line, but that was after two of the St. Cecilia defensive lineman guys jumped across the line of scrimmage. So they get back what was penalized the prior play. So it sets St. Pat's up with a third down, less than one to go here. The ball spotted about the 27-yard line.
We're down to 3:15 to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia's got the lead, 6-0. But St. Pat's driving here. Wide receiver is Ryan. He comes to the right side. Arnsdorf is your wide receiver to the left. Three backs stacked up behind the quarterback, Matthew Jensen. Jensen is going to be hit, and then he gets away on second effort. Brings the ball across the 25 down to the 24. He was initially stopped there on this third down and less than a yard to go, and then he just kind of bounces to his left. He gets the first down as he plops his way across the 25 down to the 24. That's the first down for the Irish.
Second first down of the first quarter here for North Platte St. Pat. That was Nathan Susie, number 66, getting in there very quick. He was able to hit Jensen about a yard deep in the backfield. But then, as we said, just the wet conditions, he was able to slide away off the left side and pick up a couple of yards. They'll take it all the way down to the 25. So first down and 10 here for the Irish.
All right, two wide receivers, actually three wide receivers now go to the left side. One lone setback, that is Andrew Vinton. They're going to swing the ball out here. Ryan grabs the ball at the 30-yard line to the 25, down to the 22-yard line. Is brought down on the play by Bryce Faber, the outside linebacker for Easting St. Cecilia. So they swing the ball out to the left side. It's retrieved there by Sean Ryan. I know Carl Tesmer very impressed with Sean Ryan and his abilities to catch the football and run with it. That time he got down to about the 22, just a short pickup. Second down at about 7 yards to go for the Irish.
Yeah, a couple of yard gain. It's just going to be tough running out there with the field conditions. Ryan got out there to the left side, tried to make a cutback up the middle of the field, slipped down. Ryan coming into the game, three touchdown catches, 296 yards on the year.
Jensen up under center is going to hand the ball away to Vapp, and Vapp gets a couple of yards as he moves the ball down to the 20-yard line. Tackle is made by Zach Stirrup for Hastings St. Cecilia, the 265-pound senior defensive end. So now it's third down and about 5 yards to go. St. Pat's trying to rush the football here against Hastings St. Cecilia. Not many teams have had success. St. Cecilia giving up only 92 yards per ball game rushing the football this year.
Yeah, they have been a very stingy defense as far as rushing. They have been susceptible to give some yardage up throwing the football.
They're down at 5 yards to go. There's the quarterback. He's going to be hit. Jensen is ripped down. Did the ball come loose? I think it did.
Well, Nathan Susie comes up with the football.
And they're going to give it to him,
yeah,
too. Nathan Susie comes up with the ball for St. Cecilia. Jensen, I think, just had that baby ripped out of his hands there, and Susie came down with it, and all of a sudden, St. Cecilia's got the football, so a great defensive play there by Nathan Susie for St. Cecilia.
That was Gonsbrook coming from the right side, the right end. He was able to get a hand on the football, and again, the very tough conditions to hold on to. It falls down the turf. Nathan Susie comes up with it. So after the turnover that St. Cecilia give the Irish, they come back a couple of series, and they turn the ball back over to the Hawks. They've got it at the 22-yard line.
All right, so St. Cecilia will set up shop here. Here's a handoff to Jackson. He is hit, and down he goes back here at the 20-yard line. And getting through there for the Irish is going to be a clinch again, number 51. Also, Thatcher Vapp is in there defensively for the Irish. You don't see Jackson throwing for a loss too many times, but that time they kind of submarine in there. They had good penetration as they knocked down Jackson for a 2-yard loss.
Well, again, they're doing a great job in that offensive line for St. Cecilia, just having a tough time with the smaller, quicker guys. They're able to get in there. Jackson has got the majority of the carries today, only 5 of them, and only 7 yards. That's unlike a Cody Jackson first quarter, as we're getting very close to the end here of the first quarter.
Second down and 12 yards to go. Here's a hamburger. He wants to throw the football, sprints out left side. Penalty flags are down. Here's a pass that's going to be way overthrown. Intended receiver was Kissinger, but penalty flags are down. This is in an area of a hold back here, Jimmy, and it's going to be an illegal procedure call, or a little illegal motion officially against St. Cecilia, so it's going to cost him here. It was second down and 12 yards to go. They threw the incomplete pass, so we'll see what the Irish are what to do here.
That was the fourth penalty of the first quarter here for St. Cecilia. They will decline it, but as Hamburger rolled to the right there to the left side, he had a lot of pressure coming from that interior of the Irish line. They pushed him over to the near sidelines, and then that one was grossly overthrown as he tried to get it out to Kissinger. Ball's down incomplete. With all that happening, it's going to bring up a third down and about 11 yards to go. We've got 34 seconds left to go here in quarter number one.
Pierce has beaten Ogallala today 35-0. That in the C1C playoffs, 35-0, Pierce has beaten Ogallala. Third down and 12 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the St. Cecilia 21. And here's a hamburger from Hamburger. He just gives it away here across the 20-yard line. And did they fumble the football again? That's Taylor Hayes. No, I don't think he came up with it. The officials say no. That was a pickup of only a couple of yards in the play as they bring the ball up here to about the 23. So St. Cecilia looking at fourth down. I thought the ball popped loose again. The Irish were jumping around there as if they recovered another foot fumble. That's the last thing we need.
No, it's just a good defense down there. 10 carries for the Hawk offense, 23 yards. St. Pat's has done a great job against the run here so far.
Here's Kissinger into the football for a punt on fourth down and 9 yards to go. Ryan is going to have a chance to return this one at the 40-yard line. Goes to the far side, gets a block, 45 to the 50, down the sideline, 45, 40, and he's popped out of bounds at the St. Cecilia 37-yard line. So a nice return there by Sean Ryan. Down there was a Matt Kissinger for St. Cecilia, the punter, to knock him out of bounds. A hard hit there, and the Irish are set up in St. Cecilia territory. First down and 10 at the St. Cecilia 37. A great return there by Ryan.
About a 40-yard kick by Matt Kissinger, but a great return. Ryan with tremendous speed. Once he gets to the outside, he picked up a couple of nice blocks in front of the St. Pat's bench. He takes it 31 yards downfield. So, again, we'll come back here after quarter number one, but North Platte St. Pat's with a great opportunity here with great field position in St. Cecilia territory.
All right, the first quarter in the books here this afternoon. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 6, North Platte St. Pat's nothing.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at North Platte, first down and 10 yards to go from the 36-yard line. They hand the ball away to Andrew Benton, and Benton takes the ball to about the 34. So great job defensively for St. Pat's so far in this football game. It's a 6-0 contest. St. Cecilia's got the lead.
They have done a great job against the rushing attack of St. Cecilia. They've only allowed St. Cecilia with 23 yards on the ground here in the first quarter. You take away that 67-yard gain, that pass from Hamburger to Kissinger that was able to set up the Hawks for that first touchdown. They really, Hawks don't have a whole lot offensively, just 67 yards through the air. One turnover for St. Cecilia. We look at the Irish, 22 yards on the ground, 2 yards through the air, so 24 total offense, 2 turnovers. They have 1 interception and 1 fumble. North Platte St. Pat's with 2 first downs in quarter number one, and the Hawks with only 1. So St. Pat's is doing what they need to hang around in this ballgame.
St. Pat's is going to be guilty here of an illegal procedure, so as we bring up first down and 15 now, the ball is pushed back here to the 41-yard line. Matthew Jensen stands in the gun. He's got it now. He's going to rush the football. He's at the 45 to the 40-yard line. He's going to be chopped down at the 35. So Jensen just lines up with the gun. He takes it to the far side. Jace Jackson finally knocks him down there for Hastings St. Cecilia. So they take the ball down to about the 36. And now with 11-16 to play here in the first half, North Platte St. Pat's trying to put something on the scoreboard here this afternoon, trailing 6-0.
Well, they've had a couple of opportunities here in the ballgame. They had one drive. They were able to pick up a St. Cecilia fumble, and then they turned around a couple of plays later, and they coughed the ball up again, and St. Cecilia was able to maintain it. So turnover is going to be a big key here in this very wet field condition.
Second down, 10 yards to go from the 36. Jensen, play action pass, ton of time, and now it breaks down. He gets by one man. Jensen has still got it. He's at the 45 to the 40 to the 35, and he is crushed. Down there, right at the 35-yard line, Zach Stirrup brings him down for St. Cecilia. He eluded one man in the backfield here, got away as Jensen took him to the far side. That man was Ryan Sheehy for St. Cecilia. Got away from Sheehy, took him to the far side, ran it himself before he runs into future Cornhusker Zach Stirrup.
Well, Jensen out there at 5'10", 170 pounds, and Coach Tesserman was concerned about the quickness and the speed that St. Pat's had, and we've seen it right there. As Sheehy was bearing down on Jensen, he was looking downfield. He just simply ducked under the much bigger defensive lineman, was able to get around the right side, pick up a nearly 5 yards, third down here, and we'll call it 5 for the Irish.
On the 31-yard line of St. Cecilia, Jensen with the ball. Jensen's going to be hit. Down he goes. That's Matt Stirrup, or rather Zach Stirrup, for Hastings St. Cecilia. knocking him down there as he tried to take it to the short side of the field. You don't run that way against Zach Stirrup, and Zach brings him down. A loss of a yard or so on the play, and now it's fourth down and 6 yards to go. The ball is pushed back into the 32.
Well, we've really seen Stirrup and Consbrook come to life last week against Crofton. Crofton with Christian Knorr, quarterback. They had a couple of good running backs, a big line. And, boy, that second half, Consbrook and Stirrup really did a fine job. And, again, that play there, Stirrup was able to manhandle his tackle, get across there, bring Jensen down for a couple-yard loss. Going to bring a fourth down, and the Irish will go.
That guy stuck out here in no man's land for the 32. Jensen was all play action, pass under pressure again. He slips down. Jensen has still got the ball. He's back at the 40-yard line. He's at the 35, and he's upended down there at the 30. And I don't think he got to the first down stakes. That was Jace Jackson to bring him down, and he's going to be stopped short. So, again, good job by the Saints Isaiah defensive backs that time. That was basically a coverage play there. Saints Isaiah had those wide receivers all locked up, and Jensen had to run with the football. He's going to be stopped short of the first down.
Boy, and Jensen a little gimpy getting up from the far sidelines. He comes out here. He's one of the defensive backs. We see him out there kind of limping around a little bit. He tried to make a jump over top of a Hawk defender, try to get the first down. He was very close to it. He needed about 7 yards, and he picked up six. But it'll fall short, and the Hawks will take over on downs here.
From the 33-yard line, yeah, he had to take it down to the 32 for the first down, so that was close, but not close enough. First down and 10 for Hastings St. Cecilia. They're out of time with a score of 6-0. Here's the hamburger. He's going to run the football straight up the gut here across the 30, out to about the 33-yard line. They had a man come in motion. That was Kissinger. He started the game with that play. That time they faked the Kissinger, and instead it was Hamburger who ran the ball. Andrew Benton is in on the stop there for the Irish of St. Pat's. So we'll give Hamburger a pickup of 5 yards in the play, second down and 5 from the 38.
Just the second carry for Hamburger here this afternoon. The first carry was a fumble, which St. Pat's was able to pick up. But that one there, just a keeper right up the middle of the field, able to pick up good positive yardage. Second 5 here for the Hawks.
Kissinger and Faber splitting out wide to the right side. And here's a, let's see, it's going to be the quarterback running the ball again. Hamburger, he's going to be upended. They fake the ball up inside to Alley, the fullback. Well, Hamburger's going to run the football around the right end, and he is tackling the play. A loss of a yard or so, but a penalty flag is down as the officials will talk this one over. Hamburger is brought down at about the 33. That was a second down call there, second down and 5, and now it's going to be a face mask call against the St. Pat's. So a face mask call against St. Pat's, and they will talk to the St. Cecilia captain right here.
That is the fourth penalty, so both teams now with 4 of them in the ball game. We see St. Pat's going the other way, so
that's going to be a penalty mark stop against the St. Pat's.
Just shy of a first down, bring up second down, and less than 1 yard to go, about a half a yard for the first down.
Ball is sitting right at about the 39 or 38-and-a-half-yard line. St. Cecilia will come up now in second down and a yard. They're moving from our left to our right here in this second quarter of play. St. Cecilia out on top, 6-0. Here's Hamburger from the gun. Backs up. He's going to throw the ball. Jackson. Jackson grabs it at the 35. He gets by one man at the 40. Brings the ball out of the 45 to the 46 to the 47-yard line. Willie Jackson, just a little quick pass out to him here. He uses his speed, eludes one man, gets the ball to the 47. That's going to be a first and 10 now for Hastings St. Cecilia. So a first and 10 for the Hawks. A completed pass there from Hamburger. They get it to Jackson.
Well, that was a long time coming. The first down of the game was that 67-yard gain down to the St. Pat's 8 by Kissinger. And that was a long, long time ago. But the Hawks finally get one on the board. That's the second one of the day. And Hamburger now with 75 yards of passing here in the ballgame.
7:48 to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia with a lead 6-0. Here's a handoff right in front of us. That's Elliott across the 50. Inside St. Pat's territory. Takes the ball down to the 49. Clinch again into the stop for North Platte St. Pat's. You mentioned the press box here, Jimmy. This is a three-tier press box. They got us down on level number 1. So we don't have a great view of the field here this afternoon, but, hey, at least we're inside, huh?
Well, we're not a lot higher than what we are at Duncan. No. It's very tough to if they keep everything in between the 30s, we'd be in great shape. But that's not the case here today. It's been on the ends of her. But, yeah, this is the unheated part of the press box, and I know how chilly it is in here. It's got to be cold outside, but everything else above us, it is heated.
Second down and 5 yards to go. Handoff again. This is going to go to Jackson across the 45 down to the 44-yard line. Cody Jackson carries the ball there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Tackle is made under by Taylor Haith, a 170-pound senior for North Platte St. Francis will be very close to another first down here for Hastings St. Cecilia. They're driving toward this field. Is also, it's not a north-south field, Jimmy. We don't see too many of these fields. This is an east-west field here at North Platte St. Francis. They tell me a lot of these fields in western Nebraska are this way for some reason. They run east-west instead of north-south.
Well, it's probably because they don't have a lot of trees out here in western Nebraska. Tries to mess up the opposing teams. They don't get that downwind stuff going on. But the Hawks here, third and one, as the Hamburg just takes it right up the center of the field, picks up a big chunk of yardage.
Yeah, across the 40, down to about the 37-yard line. So he had third and one from about the 44. And Hamburg on a quarterback sneak takes it for 7 yards. Taylor Hafe again into a stop here for North Platte St. Pat's. And now St. Cecilia getting their rushing game going. Had a chance to talk with Coach Tesmer just before kickoff here this afternoon. He was concerned about the weather. He said it's going to take away the passing game here this afternoon. St. Cecilia with one big passing play so far in this contest to set up their first touchdown, though.
Well, Hamburger's only thrown the ball 3 times today. He's completed 2 of them. Everything else has been on the ground. And, this line is starting to open up some nice holes.
Here's Jackson again. Looks outside, bounces outside 35. He's going to be dragged down here at the 32. The ball comes loose again, but the officials say no. He was down as Jackson is brought down at about the 32. So a pickup of about 5 yards in the play. Tackle is made in there by Sean Ryan, the quarterback here on this left side. So Jackson picks up about 7 yards in the play at second down and 3.
Jackson now 8 carries, 20 yards in the ball game. Hamburger with 3 carries and 13 yards. But a good job by Cody Jackson there. Nothing was off tackle. He bounces it out to the outside and picked up some nice positive yardage. Short, manageable second down call here. Second down and nearly 4 for St. Cecilia.
So about the 32-yard line. Hamburger hands the ball away. Groffle's down an opening 25-yard line down to the 20. That's Joe Groffle carrying the football there for St. Cecilia. First down and more as he takes the ball down to the 21. Tackle was made in there by Matthew Jensen, the safety coming up there. Now St. Cecilia doing exactly what they want to do, Jimmy. That's just use that big offensive line and pound the ball against this much smaller defense from the North Platte St. Pat's.
25 yards now on 4 carries for Groffle. Usually we see Devinelli in there at the fullback, but it's Groffle today, and he has done a good job making St. Pat's pay. That one there, a gain of 10 yards. Fourth first down as the Hawks continue on the march down to the 20.
All right, here's a handoff again to Groffle. He gets through there across the 20 down to about the 17-yard line. Taylor Hafe in on the stop there, so just a little fullback trap play there as Hafe knocks him down after a pickup of about 3 yards, maybe 4 for Groffle of St. Cecilia. Now it's second down and 6 yards to go. They have moved the ball down to the 17-yard line. 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in a rapidly moving football game, with both of these teams keeping the ball basically on the ground so far this afternoon. Second down, 4, officially from the 17-yard line. There's Hamburger up under center. They're showing blitz, bouncing around on the defensive side. Groffle again gets the handoff, 2, 3, 4 yards, maybe 5 yards before he is knocked down into play. Tackle is made in there by Jared Arzendorf, number 11, the outside linebacker, and Henry Offenkamp, the inside linebacker for North Platte St. Pat's. Going to be very, very close to a first down here. The officials look to the far sideline. They will indicate a first down, so they will move the sticks again with 4:20 to play here in the second quarter.
First down, number 5. That is 4 of them here in the second quarter, and the offensive line really starting to take charge. They had troubles in that first quarter, but they're starting to open up some nice holes. Leading ball carrier in the game, Joe Groffle, 6 carries, 34 yards. He is really doing a job making his presence felt right in the middle of this field.
They've got the ball at the 11-yard line. Groffle gets the call again. He's going to be tripped up as he crosses the 10 down to about the 8. Tackle is made in there by Clinch. Again, the defensive end for North Platte St. Pat's. So Groffle getting a workout as expected here. Second down now and about 8 yards to go for the first down. And second down at about 9 yards to go for the touchdown. Actually, they got the ball closer than that. They're down to about the 8-yard line. The ball is sitting at the 8-yard line. St. Cecilia driving to our end zone to our right. Wide receiver splits out to the left side. Handoff goes to Jackson, puts his head down, drives the ball down to about the 5 before he is brought down there. Hafe is in there again defensively for North Platte St. Pat's. Had a lot of green shirts in there. And Jackson takes the ball down to about the 5. So now the Blue Hawks looking at third down here. Third down at about 4 yards to go for the first down. Third down and 5 for the touchdown.
Well, the one thing we haven't seen out of the Hawks rushing attack here is the big, big play. And again, this St. Pat's defensive line is doing a pretty good job here. They'll need a big stop here on third down at about 5 for St. Cecilia.
Grapple and Jackson in the backfield in the I formation. They fake the ball to a Grapple. Here's Hamburger taking it around to left end, and he is in there for the touchdown. Well, that was a great fake carried out there by both Hamburger and Grapple. The entire defense, Jim, did you see that, wet with the pullback in Grapple, and Hamburger pulls out, takes it around the left end, gets into the end zone for the touchdown. It is now 12-0, St. Cecilia with the lead.
Well, we have still seen Phil Hamburger all year long really guide this football team after the injury to Ostrander in the preseason. He has come in and done a nice job. That's touchdown number 20 for Hamburger as far as rushing the football, and the Hawks here will line up. They will go for two.
All right, so Phil Hamburger gets his 20th touchdown of the 2010 season. Hamburger's going to try the right end this time, and it pitches the ball back at the last second.
Here's
Jackson, and Jackson takes the ball into the end zone, and we got a penalty flag down. Hamburger was stopped, Jimmy, right here on the right end, and Jackson was kind of sitting out here in the flat all by himself. They just kind of flipped the ball to him. Jackson takes the ball into the end zone for the two-point conversion. A penalty flag is down here. That's going to be a face mask call against North Platte State. Pats is going to be declined. The two-point conversion is good. Boy, when things are going right, things are going right.
They really are. What a heady play by Phil Hamburger. He got off the right side and the defensive end for St. Pat's had him all wrapped up, but he kept his legs going. He just happened to look in the backfield, and Cody Jackson was all alone out there, just kind of flips it to him. He takes it around the right end. He gets in. The penalty goes against St. Pat's. That's their fifth one of the ballgame, and the Hawks now lead the Irish 14-0 here in North Platte.
That was a 13-play, 67-yard drive for St. Cecilia. We'll take a break, 2:50 to play. Here in the first half, St. Cecilia 14, North Platte St. Pat's nothing.
Some days we just have to deal with pests, and sometimes even termites. To help out, call Carey's Pest Control in Hastings for pest and termite control. Locally owned and operated since 1975, Carey's Pest Control does real estate termite inspections and provides lifetime termite control programs. Free estimates too. Protect some of your biggest investments, your home and other property, with an advanced termite bait system from Carey's Pest Control. Call Mike Carey or Dave Ryan. Carey's Pest Control in Hastings proudly supports St. Cecilia and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
The football is going to come down to about the 5-yard line, back to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. That is Ryan with the ball, and Ryan brings the ball to the 25, to the 26-yard line, and that's where North Platte St. Pat's will start here on this drive as they try to put some points on the scoreboard by halftime. Chase Bassett down there on special teams for the Hawks.
Well, we're looking offensively for St. Pat's in the ball game. They've rushed it a total of 12 times for 36 yards. They've only thrown three passes, one interception, one completion for Jensen here this afternoon, but the Hawks defensively have they've given up a little bit of yardage on the ground, but they've been able to hold St. Pat's in check, and the turnovers have not helped the Irish here in the first half.
So it's first down, 10 yards to go. The Irish with the ball on their own 25-yard line. Their quarterback, Matthew Jensen, comes up under center, pitches the ball back. Andrew Vinton gets outside. Vinton carries it across the 25-yard line to the 28, where he's brought down there by St. Cecilia. The Hawks getting a tackle there by Jason Jackson, the outside linebacker, the 155-pound junior. A pickup of only about 3 yards on the play, on the stretch play to the wide side of the field. And now the Irish looking at a second down and 7 situation as they have pushed the football out here to about the 29. Ryan is going to be your wide receiver's foot to the right side of the formation here. The backs are going to be split behind the quarterback, Jensen, as he comes up there on third down and 7 yards to go. And here's Jensen with the ball. He's going to throw it, and it's going to be right in front of the North Platte St. Pat's bench. Did they come up with it? Yes, they did. There's a short pass there to Thatcher Vapp. Tackle was made in there by Zach Stirrup of St. Cecilia. So just a short pass. That was right in front of the St. Pat's bench. I don't know if Vapp held onto it or not, but the officials were over there. They blew the ball out to about the 30-yard line, where it's going to bring up a 3rd and 6 situation. 2 minutes exactly to play here in the second quarter.
You talk about mismatches. Vapp at 5'9", 160. Stirrup at nearly 6'10". Stirrup isn't in. He's out there on coverage on the little guy. Does a great job. Brings him down for a short gain. Now we got some movement up front here for the Hawks.
They're going to hand the ball away to Vinton, and Vinton has got the first down and boards. He brings it across the 40, out to about the 42-yard line. So St. Cecilia jumping up front. They go ahead and run the play as Vinton takes the ball to about the 42. There was no penalty flag down, although St. Cecilia was jumping around on defense. Finally, the tackle was made by Groffel and also Devin Alley defensively, but a first down there for North Platte St. Pat's as Andrew Vinton carries the ball for the Irish.
Well, Vinton doing a good job today 137 carries coming into the ballgame, 970 yards. He's going to be over 1,000 yards on the season. He is already. That was a 12-yard blast off the right side.
There's a Jensen play action pass. He throws the ball. He's got a man open at the 45-yard line of St. Cecilia. Still on his feet, takes the ball down to about the 43. So a completed pass there as they get the ball. Number 22, Hafe. Taylor Hafe, the and right side, hauls the ball in there for North Platte St. Pat's as they take the ball down to the St. Cecilia 42-yard line. It's a first down now for the Irish.
That is first down number 4 in the afternoon. Two big plays in a row for St. Pat's. A 12-yard blast off the right side by Vinton, and that one there, a 15-yard gain right in the middle of the Hawk defense. And the Irish find themselves inside Hawk territory.
Here's a Jensen, hands the ball away to Vinton, fighting for some yardage. He sneaks through there. He was stopped, and he sneaks through there across the 40 to the 35, down to the 33-yard line. Vinton was stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Not very good tackling there by St. Cecilia, as Andrew Vinton has got a first down and more as he powers the ball down here inside the 30-yard line to about the 29. Finally, Ryan Sheehy brings him down.
Wow, now we got a St. Cecilia timeout, but three consecutive big plays, a 12-yard run, a 15-yard pass play, and that one goes for 14. Randy Aarons has seen enough. He wants to talk to his defensive troops.
All right, we've got a timeout, 105 to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score, St. Cecilia 14, North Platte St. Pat's nothing.
Need relief from low temperatures and high prices? Just call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, at 402-463-6061 and receive up to a $1,200 rebate when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Act now to get a rebate and take advantage of tax credits while they last. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning today at 402-463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 1 minute, 5 seconds to play here in the second quarter. This is by far the most impressive drive of the football game so far for North Platte St. Pat's.
Well, it is. They're able to rush the football, surprisingly enough, against the interior of the line. Everything that St. Pat's has done here today has been in between the tackles. So give the guys up front credit. They are doing a great job. And boy, Andrew Vinton, not a very big running back, but he's tough and he's quick hitting the hole. He's 7 carries, 45 yards here on the afternoon.
First down and 10 from the 28-yard line. Jensen wants to air the ball out. He's got a man out there, and it's going to be incomplete. That is Sean Ryan. He's in the end zone on the far sideline. That was thrown basically out of bounds. There was no chance of him coming down with that one. Faber was back there in coverage for H.C. St. Cecilia, but an incomplete pass in his second down and 10 from 28.
Well, when we talk about the rushing attack, for St. Pat's, 15 carries now on the afternoon and 66 yards. So the Hawks are giving up some rushing yards here against St. Pat's. The Irish now with a second down and 10. Clock at 58 seconds left here till halftime.
From the 28-yard line, Jensen has got the ball. He nearly fumbles it. Now pitches the ball back to Vinton. He's across the 30, 25, still on his feet down to about the 23-yard line. Jensen, the quarterback, nearly fumbles that snap, but gets it under control and then flips the ball back here to Vinton. Down there, Nathan Soucy and also Zach Stirrup for H.C. St. Cecilia. That was a pickup of about 5 yards in the play. Now we're down to 48 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It's third down and 5 from the St. Cecilia 23, and we've got another timeout here from St. Pat's. We'll take a break. H.C. St. Cecilia 14, North Platte St. Pat's nothing.
Sideline from an injury, recovering from a surgery, whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Gene Chong, Jimmy Purcell back here in North Platte. Third down and 5 yards to go. North Platte, St. Pat's with the ball to Hastings St. Cecilia, 23-yard line. Jensen up under center. He's got the ball. Hands it away to Vinton. He slides through there. Vinton has got the first down as he takes the ball down there to across the 20-yard line down to about the 15. They working off a right tackle. St. Cecilia again had initial contact right there, but Vinton slides through there and picks up a first down. And now the Irish thinking points here at the end of the second quarter. Finally, Colin Alley makes the stop there for the Blue Hawk defense.
First down number 6 here right before halftime. That is now 9 carries and 64 yards for Vinton.
Here's a Knapp carrying the ball off of right tackle. He gets another couple of yards there before he's finally brought down by Stirrup. And now North Platte State's pass is going to call another timeout. They had the ball on the 15. They take it off of right tackle for another couple of yards there. In fact, they're pretty close to 5 yards. And now it's second down and 5 for the first down. They've got the ball down here at the St. Cecilia 10.
Well, when we talk about the rushing attack for St. Pat's, they're doing everything in between the tackles. They're not doing anything flashy. And I started keying on them. Boy, the little guys are doing a great job cut blocking the bigger guys, because Ryan Sheehy, Zach Stewart both got chopped down on that prior play, and it went off the right side for 12 yards. So St. Pat's doing what they need to as they get deeper into St. Cecilia territory.
We got 28 seconds to play here, so we'll keep it right here as EC St. Cecilia trying to keep the St. Patrick's Irish out of the end zone here in the second quarter. One score already complete today in the semifinals. C1 and C2 playing today. It was Pierce knocking off Ogallala by a score of 35-0. So second down and 5 yards to go. The Irish have the ball to St. Cecilia, 10-yard line. St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 14-0, but this will be a big touchdown here for the Irish if they can stick it in there. Jensen has got it. He fakes the ball. Now he's in trouble. He's hemmed in. Jensen still got it, and he slips down to the wet turf. He looks up and he saw Matt Stirrup on that left end for St. Cecilia defensively. And Jensen all of a sudden got big deer eyes there. Jimmy, he fell down to the turf. He had a man behind him. Also, Ryan Sheehy was out there. That's a lot of meat out there.
Yeah, deer in the headlight look, so to speak, huh? But yeah, as Stirrup was bearing down on Jensen, again, he tries to make a cut. He's been able to elude a couple of the would-be tacklers for St. Cecilia today. But that one there, just the wet turf, he slipped down to the down to it, and it was a big loss. Back to the about the original line of scrimmage to bring up third down.
19 seconds to play. We'll take a quick break with a score of St. Cecilia 14, North Platte St. Pat's nothing.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, third down, 9 yards to go. The football is at the 14-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia late in the second quarter. So third down here. Jensen will be in the shotgun. Vinton is in the backfield just to his left. Jensen has got the ball. He fakes once. He rolls left. Now he's in trouble. Stirrup will chase him. He throws it into the end zone. A jump ball down there. It is caught for the touchdown. It is caught for the touchdown. Jared Arthur off of a tip pass into the end zone. It's a touchdown for North Platte State Pats with 11 seconds to play here in the second quarter.
Boy, and what a big, big play. And he throws it into a mass of humanity back there. There was a lot of white jerseys and green jerseys. He also had across the middle of the field, Taylor Hoff was all alone. His defender, Phil Hamburger, fell down. So what a change of events. A 14-yard touchdown pass here with 11 seconds left to go here till half. St. Pat's is back in this ballgame. Big, big play.
The kicker is going to be Sean Ryan. He is 39 of 40 on extra points so far this season. Ball is down. The kick is up there. And the kick goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. So off of a chip pass, Matthew Jensen throws a touchdown pass to Jared Arnsdorf. The PAT is good. North Platte St. Pat's back into the football game. 11 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 14, North Platte St. Pat's 7.
Buy three Cooper tires and get the fourth tire free at CPI Mr. Tire. Buy three Cooper CS4s, size 225, 60R16, and get the fourth tire free. Get the Cooper Discoverer ATR, size LT, 265, 75R, 16E. Buy three, get the fourth tire free. The Cooper tires are priced to roll at CPI Mr. Tire. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
KHAS.
Touchdown here later in the second quarter. I think Bryce Faber was the guy who tipped the ball into the end zone. Rouliette was also back there on that side, and the ball came right down in the hands of Jared Arnsdorf, a 5'9", 150-pound junior That is his first touchdown reception of the season. Thank you very much.
Well, and what a bigger place and a atmosphere to have it happen in the Class C2 semifinals. But a big, big catch and a momentum boost for St. Pat's here late as they're into the football here.
Saints is going to return the kickoff. It's going to be Jackson. He gets the big hole, 30, 35, 40. He fumbles the football. It's recovered by St. Pat's at the 42-yard line with 3 seconds to play. The official's going to unstack things here, but Jackson fumbles the football at the 43-yard line. It's happened right in front of us here. They're still fighting down there at the bottom of the stack, but I think they're going to give the ball to St. Cecilia. Boy, the Pats are all over that baby. In fact, they're falling on the football for North Platte St. Pat's. Down at the bottom of the stack was Chase Baker, but he had the basket or the football stripped away there by Ellie. Ellie wins the tug-of-war at the bottom of the stack, so to speak, and St. Cecilia avoids a huge turnover here at their own 43-yard line.
Now, a couple of fumbles here in the first half. That one coming here late in the second quarter. The Hawks also with a fumble. Phil Hemberger fumbled a quarterback snap. We'll see what they elect to do here, if they'll try to go downfield or just take a knee. But sloppy conditions getting bad out there here in North Platte.
All right, first down and 10. St. Cecilia with a ball from the 43. Hamburger's just going to take a knee, and we'll get to the locker room at halftime. So a big momentum boost here for the home fans, North Platte St. Pat's, and the Irish going to head off of the field just down by 7 points here in the state semifinals to the number one ranked team in Class C2. Interesting first half of play here at Knights of Columbus Field in North Platte. The score at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia 14, North Platte St. Pat's 7. You're listening to high school football on 1230 KHAS.
It's Ladies' Night from John Deere and Samuelson Equipment Company in Hastings in Red Cloud. Ladies' Night is this Tuesday, November 16th at the Red Cloud store and this Thursday, November 18th at the Hastings store, 5:30 to 8 each evening. Save 20% on all in-stock toys, clothing, and gifts. Store prizes, refreshments, free gift wrapping too. Ladies' Night, Tuesday in Red Cloud, Thursday in Hastings, 5:30 to 8 each night at Samuelson Equipment Company, West Highway 6 in Hastings and West Highway 136 in Red Cloud. Your fourth generation John Deere dealer.
Livingston Butler Vaughan's Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vaughan when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, and economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
Professional service, financial strength, and stability. Just three ways to describe Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Ellerbrock Norris Insurance works for you, providing the right coverage for you and your family. For all your home, life, auto, and business insurance needs, turn to Ellerbrock Norris Insurance, serving you for more than 100 years. That's stability. Ellerbrock Norris Insurance, 2203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings, with locations in Hastings, Kearney, and Omaha. Call 402-463-2461 for an insurance proposal today.
If you have a fall, winter, or even a spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus Painting does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting's been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting congratulates the St. Cecilia Hastings High and Adams Central teams and athletes on great football seasons.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at halftime here in North Platte, the Class C2 state semifinals on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of North Platte St. Pat's. The score is 14-7 here at halftime. We'll get you the score and get you some halftime numbers here in just a few minutes. Hastings St. Cecilia scored in their opening possession here this afternoon. They used a 67-yard pass from Phil Hamburger to Matt Kissinger to take the ball down to inside the 10-yard line. A couple of plays later, Cody Jackson took it in from 3 yards out. St. Cecilia missed on the PAT, so the Hawks had a 6-0 lead. That was a 4-play and 79-yard drive for St. Cecilia. Then in the second quarter, the Hawks going on a 13-play, 67-yard drive. They get a 5-yard touchdown run from Phil Hamburger. The 2-point conversion was good. St. Cecilia led with 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the first half at 14-0. But then the Irish come right back. They go on an 11-play, 75-yard drive at the end of the first half, and they get a 14-yard touchdown pass off of a tip pass by St. Cecilia's defender back there in Bryce Faber. It fell right into the hands of Jared Arnsdorf. So Matthew Jensen throws a 14-yard touchdown pass to Jared Arnsdorf. The PAT was good. Now, that's the way we stand here at halftime, Jimmy, 14-7. But a lot of momentum on the side of North Platte St. Pat's as they get ready to come out here in the second half.
Well, there is. They've been a little bit. They've given some yardage up to St. Cecilia. They have yet to give up the big play rushing the football that St. Cecilia is used to having in the games that they've played all year long. They give up one big play, Mike. That was 67 yards to Matt Kissinger early in the ball game that set up the first touchdown. But since then, the Irish defense has done a very good job against St. Cecilia. And you look at the Hawks. They've been a little bit and broke. They had the one tip pass here late in the half. But exactly, the momentum is definitely on the side of the Irish here at halftime.
The persistent light rain we had throughout much of the first half, I think, for the time being, has ceased. I think most of the umbrellas have now went down here. It's really not sloppy conditions down on the field. It's got a good turf here at Knights of Columbus Field. It's just the wet football and the wet conditions and handling the wet weather that we're talking about here. It's not like we're playing in a field full of slop out there, but St. Cecilia and St. Pat's have turned the ball over a couple of times.
Well, they have, each team with a couple of turnovers. St. Pat's with one interception and one fumble in the ball game. St. Cecilia with a couple of drops onto the turf, and you talk about the field conditions. It has been a little bit of a key out there. Exactly, it's not sloppy, but it's wet, and it's tough for the guys to get their footing underneath. We've seen the quarterback Jensen scrambling here late in the second quarter, and he has slipped down to the turf a couple of times. We've seen Phil Hamburger try to get his momentum build up, and he slips down the turf. So it's just damp, miserable enough that it makes it very tough conditions.
You know it's cold outside. This press box, we are located right above the concession stand, so we're looking down up over the crowd as they come to the concession stand. A lot of hot chocolate, a lot of coffee being consumed here at halftime. Those four boys that we told you about that were on the front row of the bleachers without their shirts on, they still have their shirts off, Mom and Dad, and they're sucking down hot chocolate like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, still shirts off. We're only seeing two right now with their shirts on. Maybe the other guys put their coats on. But, yeah, they're down in front of us, and they're consuming hot chocolate like no tomorrow. So trying to pump in plenty of warm fluids into a very cold afternoon here as we creep into a nighttime here in North Platte.
All right, 14-7 is our score here at halftime. Easting St. Cecilia out on top of the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's. We'll take another timeout. You're listening to high school football today on 1230 KHAS.
Buy three Cooper tires and get the fourth tire free at CPI Mr. Tire. Buy three Cooper CS4s, size 225, 60R16, and get the fourth tire free. Get the Cooper Discoverer ATR, size LT, 265, 75R16E. Buy three, get the fourth tire free. The Cooper tires are priced to roll at CPI Mr. Tire. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drugstores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
At Big G Ace, get a first down with your paint project by using Ace Essence Paint for just $15.99 a gallon. It's easy on the budget and used by those who prefer to match colors to their own project. It's available in flat, satin, and semi-gloss sheens. Let the folks at Big G Ace help you score a touchdown with your painting project. Big G Ace Hastings, where you get in, get help, get out, and get on with your life.
Quality products, great people, and helpful advice.
Big G Ace.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of North Platte St. Pat's. The score is 14-7. Winner of this ball game will play the winner of the Aquinas Archbishop Bergen ball game next Tuesday, 10:15 starting time at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. That'll be for the Class C2 state championship. So Aquinas and Archbishop Bergen will play at 6:30 here tonight. Class C1 also being played today, the semifinals. Pierce has already knocked off Ogallala by the score of 35-0. They will play the winner of the game going on tonight between Norfolk Catholic and Milford. That ball game gets underway at 6 o'clock tonight in Milford. Class D1 and D2 played their semifinals last night. D1, Creighton beat Overton by a score of 22-20, and West Point Central Catholic over Bancroft Rosalie, 50-46. Class D2 semifinals last night, Howells over Giltner by a score of 40-20. So for the second consecutive season, Giltner has their season end by Howells. Last year, it was in the state championship ball game down in Lincoln. This year, they knock them off in the semis. So Howells knocking off Giltner, 40-20. They'll play Sargent this year for the Class D2 state championship, as Sargent knocked off Mullen by the score of 50-20. All the state championship ball games coming up next week on Monday and Tuesday down at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. They will play three games each day.
Boy, you talk about Howells. They seem like a mainstay in the state finals year after year. They're from the Northeast. Pierce wins today. They're in the finals. And they have a possibility of playing their neighbor down the road in Norfolk Catholic in C1, another Northeast foe. There are so many talented teams up there. It is scary in the Northeast part of the state.
Class A championship ball game on Monday night. We'll have Millard North taking on Millard South. And then the Class B championship game will be Elkhorn against Crete. Crete knocking off Aurora on Saturday afternoon by a score of 15-12. So that kind of sets the stage on what's going on in the state high school football playoffs. We're at halftime here this afternoon in North Platte at Knights of Columbus Field. And the score, Hastings St. Cecilia 14, the Irish of North Platte St. Pat 7. We'll take another break. We'll come back right after this.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Frigidaire has been comforting homes for generations, and now Frigidaire heating and cooling products are an even better deal come tax time. Receive up to a $1,500 federal tax credit, limited to 30% of installed costs, when you purchase a high-efficiency Frigidaire system from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. For details on the $1,500 tax credit and how a Frigidaire high-efficiency system can also significantly reduce your utility bills, contact Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-4853.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Roush Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling. Also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Roush Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Roush Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
Back at halftime here in North Platte, the Class C2 state semifinals today here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. 14-7 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of North Platte St. Pat's.
Well, our spotter's not too far off to saying it's a defensive ball game. It really has been, so to speak, here in the first half. We look at the North Platte St. Pat's numbers. Their quarterback, Matthew Jensen, 4-7 passing, 33 yards in the ball game, one interception. He did have one touchdown. That came on that tip pass here late in the second quarter of 14 yards. Rushing the football today, the Irish 19 carries 81 yards, so 114 yards of total offense in the ball game here so far. Six first downs for St. Pat's. We talked about the two turnovers for St. Pat's, one via the air, one on the ground. They had one fumble in the first half. For St. Cecilia, uncharacteristic of the Hawks and their offense in their ball games that we have done this year. Usually they're cranking up some big, big numbers, but so far the Irish have kept them pretty well in check. Phil Hamburger on the afternoon, 2 of 3 passing, 75 yards. That one big completion set up the one Hawk score. That was a 67-yard pass to Matt Kissinger. Rushing the football, the Hawks have carried it 23 times for 84 yards, so 159 yards of total offense for St. Cecilia here in the ball game and 5 first downs. We look at the turnovers again. We talk about 2 fumbles for St. Cecilia here in the afternoon. Phil Hamburger having one, and also Cody Jackson having the other one on the kick return right here late. The Hawks were able to maintain possession of that, or St. Pat's might have had one shot. There was only 3 seconds left. They could have gone downfield, but we look at the individual numbers. Phil Hamburger with 5 carries, 17 yards. He's got the one touchdown. Cody Jackson's pretty much been held in check, 10 carries, 25 yards. And Joe Groppel with 7 carries and 38 yards on the afternoon. Cody Jackson also with 1 reception of 8 yards. The leading ball carrier for St. Pat's in the game, Andrew Vinton, 9 carries and 63 yards. Vinton, by the way, now with 10-33 on the season.
Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here at halftime over North Platte St. Pat's. 14-7 is our score. Both teams are back out on the field as we get ready for the second half here this afternoon. Stay with us. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
Need relief from low temperatures and high prices? Just call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, at 402-463-6061 and receive up to a $1,200 rebate when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Act now to get a rebate and take advantage of tax credits while they last. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning today at 402-463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
If you have a fall, winter, or even a spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus Painting does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting's been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting congratulates the St. Cecilia Hastings High and Adams Central teams and athletes on great football seasons.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at North Platte as we get set for the second half. Hastings St. Cecilia continuing the lead. The Irish of North Platte St. Pat's here this afternoon. 14-7 is the score. If you're just joining us, St. Cecilia getting a touchdown in their first offensive possession this afternoon. 3-yard run by Cody Jackson. That was sent up by a 67-yard pass from Hamburger to Matt Kissinger. St. Cecilia then going on a 13-play, 67-yard drive of the second quarter, getting a 5-yard touchdown run from Phil Hamburger and a 2-point conversion. And then St. Pat's scoring right before the end of the first half on a 14-yard touchdown pass from Matthew Jensen on a tip pass to Jared Arnsdorf, the PAT good. So 14-7 is the score as St. Cecilia has the advantage here this afternoon. We were talking during the commercial break, St. Cecilia defensively, Jimmy, missing a few tackles here in this one. North Platte St. Pat's has been able to move the ball, rushing the football against the St. Cecilia defense.
Well, they really have. We've talked to, we go back to the Bayard game. We look at the Crofton game. St. Cecilia, usually by the end of the ball game, both teams racking up 600, 700, maybe 800 yards of total offense. 273 here at halftime for both teams. And exactly, it's just been poor tackling by St. Cecilia. These little guys are slippery out there, and they're able to slide through the holes. Give them credit, though. We talked about they're completely unmatched. I believe the biggest guy on the offensive line for St. Pat's runs about 210. And we know the size of the Hawks. They're just huge up front, but they have done a great job moving them out of there. They're quick and slippery. They can get into the holes. They've done a great job so far. We'll get this ball game underway second half here. Matt Kissinger will be into the football. And Ryan, one of the return guys back there for St. Pat.
As long as, Thatcher Bapp, Bapp is going to take it. He's down the far side of the numbers, the 10 to the 15 to the 20-yard line, to the 25 to the 26. So a nice return by Thatcher Bapp. He is 5'7", 170 pounds, and a junior. Finally knocked down in the special teams by Jace Jackson of Hastings St. Cecilia. So St. Pat's will be working from our right to our left here in this third quarter of play. They're trailing in the ball game on a score of 14-7. Matthew Jensen is their quarterback. They're going to have a Bapp in the backfield along with Vinton. So first down and 10 yards to go. They are at the 26-yard line, their own 26, as Jensen hands the ball away. And the ball may have come loose here in this first possession, and that's the case. St. Cecilia with the ball. Jordan Consberg comes up with a football for Hastings St. Cecilia. We have a penalty flag down, I do believe. Did I see one down there?
I don't think so.
So no penalty. It's going to be a Jordan Consberg gets a fumble recovery. That's the third turnover now for North Platte St. Pat's.
Yeah, one interception, now two fumbles. And I don't believe that either player got their hands cleanly on the football. We talked about the wet conditions. It's damp out there. And the Hawks with a golden opportunity. They got the ball inside the Irish 30.
And Hamburger's just going to have a quarterback sneak here as he bangs his ball. The ball across the 25 down to about the 23-yard line. So Hamburger takes it from the 27 down to about the 23. So on the first offensive play for North Platte St. Pat's, they fumble the football away here in this second half. And St. Cecilia with a golden opportunity now. It is second down and 5 yards to go. The Hawks have the football at the Irish 22-yard line.
Hawks could really take the wind out of the Irish sails here. They had the momentum going in at halftime with that tip pass and getting within 7 points. But the Hawks here with a golden opportunity.
There's a handoff to Cody Jackson, a big, big hole. Cody Jackson at the 15, Cody at the 10, down to the 5-yard line. Does he get in there? He stretches for the goal line, and he has not gotten. Does not get there. He gets down to about the one. Cody Jackson, right up the gut, finally brought down by Sean Ryan, the quarterback for the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's. But a huge run there by Cody Jackson as he gets loose down to the 1 yard line.
Jackson now with 46 yards on 11 carries as that blast there goes for 21 yards right up the middle of the field. A huge hole off the left side. Another first down, and the Hawks got our point blank range here, first and goal.
From the 1 yard line, Hamburger up under center gives the ball away to Cody Jackson, and he walks the ball into the end zone for the touchdown. Cody Jackson takes it in from 1 yard out, and St. Cecilia adds another 6 on the scoreboard. It's now 20-7. That is the second touchdown of the day for Cody.
Well, and that's one thing St. Cecilia needed. They needed to take the momentum away from the Irish. As we said, they had it going in at halftime. And then the big turnover, the first play from scrimmage here in the second half, St. Cecilia gets the football, and they go downfield. It was all set up on the 21-yard gain for Cody Jackson down to the one, and he takes it in. And now Matt Kissinger in from the hold of Bill Hamburger.
So St. Cecilia now on top by a score of 20-7 with 10:51 to play. Here in the third quarter, here comes the extra point. It is up there, and that one is drilled right up through the pipes. It is good. 10 minutes and 51 seconds to play now in quarter number three. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. It's the Blue Hawks 21, North Platte St. Pat 7.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
Here's the run back now for North Platte St. Pat's after the St. Cecilia touchdown as Thatcher Bapp brings the ball out here across the 15 to the 20 out to about the 22-yard line. So North Platte St. Pat's fumbles on their first play of the second half. Jordan Konsberg is credited with the fumble recovery for St. Cecilia at the 27. It took him only three plays to get into the end zone. Cody Jackson sticks it in there from 1 yard out, and the Hawks now have a two-score lead against 21-7.
Well, and just that quick, and the Irish now have to try to get a little bit of that momentum back as they're down deep in their own territory here, down to the 21-yard line. We'll see what the Irish have in store for the Hawk defense.
Jensen down to the line of scrimmage, hands the ball away to a bit, and he picks up one, maybe 2 yards. Takes it off a right tackle. It's a big, strong running back in there. He's not very big, 5'11", 185 pounds in a junior, but Andrew Benton carries a little punch with his run there as he takes the ball for a couple of yards. Second down and 7. Nathan Susie into the stop for St. Cecilia.
For a little guy, he's done a good job chewing up some yardage, but a lot of the yardage he has been able to gain is on the second, third effort as he's able to slip away from some would-be Hawk tacklers. Now Vinton with 65 yards on 11 carries.
Baxter split now behind Jensen. They puts the ball back to Vinton. He tries to get outside against the St. Cecilia defense as they bring the ball up to close to the 30-yard line where he's brought down into play. So Vinton trying to use his speed to get outside. St. Cecilia over there defensively knocks him down, but now North Platte St. Pat's will be looking at a third down and one situation. Blake Brouillette into the stop that time for the Hawks.
Well, and again, Vinton just so tough as he lowers his shoulder pads down. As you said, not a very tall running back, but he's able to get underneath a lot of the big Hawks' arms and dive for the first down stakes. He nearly made it as he picked up about 7 yards off the right side. So third down and a short one here for St. Pat.
Ball is just across the 30-yard line. Here's the quarterback, Jensen, carrying the ball, and a quarterback keeper. He's going to have the first down out to about the 32. Blake Brouillette brings him down again around the right hand.
Mike, going to have to thaw you out, buddy. You're starting to freeze up. I don't want you to lock up on me as it's chilly here. I'm glad we're at least inside.
In the non-heated section.
That's correct.
All right, we're down to 9 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in quarter number 3. The temp was 42 degrees at game time, but it has dropped drastically here in this football game.
They put us here because we're tough.
All right, here's a little cross-buck play here as they hand the ball again to Vinton across the 35 out to the 36. Konsberg into the stop for St. Cecilia. Also, Ryan Sheehy will give him a pickup of 2 yards in the play. This is the style of offense that North Platte St. Pat's runs. They run 85-90% running plays, and they like to play just in between the tackles here with their big running backs, Andrew Vinton and Thatcher Vapp. Those guys between them have got to somewhere up around, 1,700 yards between them this season. Now Jensen wants to throw the football. He rolls to his right. He holds it, now throws it. The ball is going to be caught here at the 40-yard line and then knocked out of bounds. They get the ball to Thatcher Vapp coming out of the backfield. He catches the ball right at the 40 where he's basically drilled out of bounds there by Jace Jackson for St. Cecilia. So just a short gain out to about the 40-yard line, maybe the 41. We'll call it third down and about 4 yards to go. We're down to 8 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The Hawks have a 21-7 lead.
Boy, and Vapp is just a dangerous guy out of the backfield, only 5'7", but he gets loose right behind the linebackers, and Jensen buys all the time in the world. He rolls to the far sidelines, just drops it over the defense, and he was able to pick up nearly 5 yards. And now we've got the officials conferring here. I think there's something wrong with the clock as they keep looking up there. They want to reset. They're asking the press box up. The guys above us in the heated section, they're up there in their shorts.
I don't know if they're up there in their shorts, but they're trying to
use. They don't have coats on.
And they're enjoying their night. They're going to put the 4 seconds back on the clock here and go to 8 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the third quarter. And the winner of this ball game will play at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. It'll be warm there if we can get there.
Wow, yeah, we'll be. What bloody noses will be so high?
Aquinas, Archbishop Bergen winning on the other side of St. Cecilia can pull out a win here. Third down for North Platte St. Pat's. Play action pass, Jensen. Nope, he's going to run it himself. Jensen across the 40 to the 45. He's got the first down, and he's run out of bounds. They faked the ball up inside there, and Jensen dropped back as if he wanted to throw the football. Then took it to the right sideline and got the first down as he crosses the 45 to the 46. And a first down there for North Platte St. Pat's. Blake Brouillette again into the stop for Hastings St. Cecilia, but not before the Irish pick up a first down.
First down number 8. They continue the march out to their own 45-yard line. Coming into the game, Jensen only with 295 yards of rushing, but he has done the stuff today as that was a nice play fake there and took it around the right end, picked up the first down.
Jensen wants to throw the football again. Here comes the pressure. Jensen gets away. still holding it, holding it, takes it to the right sideline, runs with it now, 45-50, banging off of a couple of would-be tacklers, kicks the ball to the 45 to the 40, and he's knocked out of bounds. Again, he sheds a couple of would-be tacklers. Saints is saying not to tackling the ball real well that time. Joe Groffel finally brings him down. That was right in front of the North Platte St. Pat's bench. They're going to spot the football down here at about the 39-yard line. That was a great run.
Well, we talk about big plays. That one there will credit Jensen with 16 yards. And, again, poor tackling by the St. Cecilia defense. As Jensen got off the right side, he banged off a couple of guys. Thought he was out of bounds, but he takes the ball all the way down to the St. Cecilia 39-yard line. First and 10, lots of time left. We're just at 7:47 left here in quarter number three.
Hastings St. Cecilia with a 21-7 lead. 21-7 is the score. And here's a Jensen hangs the ball away to Bat. Bat's got a big hole across the 30 down to the 25-yard line. Thatcher Bat takes the ball. This is nothing fancy, Jimmy. The Irish just going right at the St. Cecilia defense. Finally, Jace Jackson brings them down. This is the read option type of offense. They're running like a veer option type of offense. And St. Cecilia, I think, is having a few problems with this thing.
Another big play, 17 yards, and they give it to the 5'7" running back in Bath, and he just explodes through the line of scrimmage. He didn't have much of a hole there, but he picks up 17 yards. Now they're down to the Hawk 22.
All right, Jensen up under center again, comes down the line of scrimmage, fumbles the football, but it's going to be loose on the far side, and he comes back to retrieve that one. So, again, it's going to be the quarterback Jensen coming back to get that one. Zach Stirrup maybe caused that fumble over there for St. Cecilia, but falling on top of it again was Matthew Jensen. That ball was bouncing loose over there on the far sideline. Thatcher Vapp had it at one time, and then it squirts away from him, and the quarterback Jensen finally comes back to retrieve it. A loss of 8 yards in the play, second down and 18. Ball is pushed back here to the 30-yard line. North Platte St. Pat's moving from our right to our left. On the move here in this third quarter, down by a score of 21-7. Jensen wants to throw the ball again. He throws it to the far side. It's going to be caught. A short gain there as they take it on the right sideline, and he's driven out of bounds. They get it to a Taylor Hafe over there, a wide receiver for the Irish. He was drove out of bounds there by Jace Jackson of Hastings St. Cecilia. So they get back about what they lost them at the previous fumble. They got back about to 7 out of the 8 yards, so it's going to bring up a third down and 11 now. The football is sitting at the 26-yard line of St. Cecilia with 6:15 to play here in the third quarter. Third down and 11 yards to go. North Platte St. Pat's on the far side hash mark. Jensen is up under center, brings the ball down the line of scrimmage. They give it to a Thatcher Vapp, and he's going to be pulled down into play by Jordan Consbrook. He does not get to the first down stakes. They just ran it off of left tackle. They needed 11, and they got about to, what, 3, maybe 4 yards into play. And now the Irish looking at a fourth down situation, fourth down and long, about 8 yards to go.
Well, when you trail by a couple of scores, even though it's in the third quarter, they've been able to do a good job moving the football down. You take away the mistake, the bobbled pitch. That was a big, big loss of 8 yards. And we'll see St. Pat's taking a lot of time the huddle here.
Their offense is still on the field here. So fourth down and 8 yards to go from the 21-yard line of St. Cecilia. Big play here for the Irish. Fourth down and 8 from the St. Cecilia 21, and now they blow this one dead.
Timeout.
Yeah, the Irish all of a sudden want to call a timeout here just before the snap. So Kevin Dotson, the head coach for the North Platte St. Patrick's Irish, want to talk things over. 5 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 21, North Platte St. Pat 7.
Livingston Butler Baldwin's Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vollen when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, and economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
1230 KHAS.
Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at Knights of Columbus Field in North Platte. It's been a dandy here this afternoon. Hastings St. Cecilia in the Class D2 state semifinals trying to work their way back to Lincoln. The Hawks winning the state championship in Class C1 a year ago. Fourth down and 8 yards to go. North Platte St. Pat's has the ball at the 21-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia. So fourth down and 8. Jensen will be in the gun. He sprints out to the right side. He holds the ball. Jensen to the far sideline. Jensen is going to be knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by Matt Stirrup. He never did get rid of the football, and Stirrup just pushes him out of bounds. Not a very good play call there by North Platte St. Pat's.
No, he never had much chance. Joe Wallmeyer also over there. I think Ryan Sheehy was another guy. There was three defensive linemen that just blew through the offensive line of St. Pat's and was able to force Jensen all the way over to his bench. That was a huge, huge loss. He had no chance to even throw that one away. That was doomed from the get-go.
So now St. Cecilia would take over on downs back here at the 36. They lose a bunch of yardage there, about 8 yards. Nevertheless, Hastings St. Cecilia will get the ball back here with a 21-7 lead in the third quarter. A good job defensively by the Hawks. 5:13 to play here in the third. Hamburger is just going to go straight ahead with the ball across the 40, out to about the 42-yard line. So a quarterback sneak there by Phil Hamburger as he moves the ball to the 42. Henry Oftenkamp, you know, the stop there, the inside linebacker, just a sophomore for the Irish. A pickup on the play of about 6 yards. A quarterback sneak by Hamburger in a second down and four.
Yeah, nothing flashy here in the second half for St. Cecilia. A couple of quarterback sneaks. They had one handoff right up the middle of the field. So, again, the line doing a better job than what they did in the first half. Starting to open up some seams. And now the Hawks with a very manageable second down. Second, but we'll call it about 4 yards.
St. Cecilia with the Maryland I formation. Now Hamburger wants to throw the ball. Dressed to his right. He unloads it. The ball is going to be incomplete behind his intended receiver. That was Chase Bassett down here at the 48-yard line. Back in coverage again was Oftenkamp for the Irish of St. Pat's. And now St. Cecilia looking at a third down situation. Third down and about 4 yards to go. They've got the ball on their own 41. They're moving from our left to our right here in the third quarter.
Fourth pass attempt for Hamburger this afternoon. He is hitting on 50%. That one there falls complete, but he had Jordan Consbrook down here at about the 35. Thatcher Vapp on him. That was a huge mismatch, but he wasn't able to get the ball down to Consbrook. Just threw it behind his would-be receiver. So third down here for the Hawks.
Double tight ends. Merlin I formation here for St. Cecilia. Handoff goes to Jackson, and Jackson's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage. Maybe falls forward for about a yard, but Jackson is knocked down. That's Andrew Vint, the guy who's been doing the job on the offensive side of the ball, carrying the load for the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's. Gets through there and knocks down Jackson, a pickup of only a yard, maybe a yard and a half, but nevertheless, St. Cecilia will have to punt the football away on fourth down and three.
Well, and a good defensive stand by the Irish. They have really kept Cody Jackson in check. Jackson coming into the ball game, 1,153 yards on the season. He only has 48 yards on 14 carries here this afternoon.
Here comes the pressure by St. Pat's, and they may have got to tip the football in the punt. It's going to be bouncing loose here at the 40-yard line, and it's going to be down here by St. Cecilia at the 39. I think that was Clinch in there. Now the penalty flag is down. They're going to have a penalty marched off against St. Pat's.
They're going to call it running into the punter, I believe, against St. Pat's. And the head coach for North Platte St. Pat's, Kevin Dotson, not very happy on the far sidelines.
They got the punt away, but the ball was tipped. And that was Clinch getting through there. Now Clinch is having some words with the officials out here at about the 50-yard line. The ball was finally down at the North Platte St. Pat's 40-yard line, but now a penalty is going to be marched off against the Irish. So the Irish not very lucky, Jimmy, on that one, as they would have had a good field position.
No, and I do. I think that was tipped there when Kissinger got it off because he got a nice snap. He fielded it and then got the kick away, but it kind of went end over end and kind of shanked off over to the right side here at about the 40-yard line. And Kevin Dotson, beside himself, he just runs to the bench and sits down for a few minutes so he doesn't cost himself and his team a personal foul here. But the Hawks are going to come up with it into Irish territory at the 43-yard line.
So roughing the kicker call, takes the ball down to the 43. There's a pitch back down. Jack Keys at the 45, gets outside of the 40. Penalty flags down. Jackson still on his feet, 35, down to the 30-yard line. So Cody Jackson gets outside and takes the ball down to the 30. We got a penalty flag on the far side of the field back up here at the 42, and this one will go against St. Cecilia.
Yeah, I was going to say this may be a makeup call. The official that threw that was down inside the 20-yard line. He threw it all the way out to the 40, so a 20-yard pass.
Nice little toss there.
Flip of the, flip of the rag, and the hanky laying at about the 41, two hankies laying there, and this will go against the Hawks.
This will be a 15-yard penalty for a hold here, a 10-yard penalty against St. Cecilia for a hold. 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in the third quarter. You're listening to the Class C2 State High School football playoffs today. Here on 1230 KHAS, we're in the semifinals. St. Cecilia holding on to a 21-7 lead over North Platte St. Pat's. With the holding call, they can move the ball back to the St. Cecilia 48-yard line. Hamburger comes up to the line of scrimmage. Two wide receivers split to the right side. Hamburger is in the gun. He backs up. He throws the ball. It's going to be off of the fingertips of his intended receiver, Kissinger, down here at the 35-yard line. So an incomplete pass delivered just a little bit high that time by the quarterback for St. Cecilia, Phil Hamburger.
Yeah, back in coverage was the quarterback of the defense back there, the safety, Nathan Jensen. But, yeah, that one there, Hamburger just zipping that across the middle of the field. Kissinger went high in the air, but not able to bring down that damn football. And now Carl Tesmer not very happy with his troops or the officials. He's not happy with somebody down there as he's pointing things out. But the Hawks will call timeout here.
Yeah, seems to say he wants to talk things over. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia 21, North Platte St. Pat 7.
Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through Ecotrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in the North Platte, we're down to 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play now in the third quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top 21-7. The only score of the second half came after North Platte St. Pat's fumbled their first snap in the third quarter. It was recovered by Jordan Consbrook. Three plays later, Cody Jackson got in from the 1 yard line for his second touchdown of the day. Other than that, two teams playing between the 230-yard lines here in the second half. Now St. Cecilia looking at second down and 20 yards to go after their holding penalty. Second down and 20. Ball is pushed back here to their own 42-yard line. Hamburger up under center this time. Play action pass. Sprints out left. He's under pressure. He's going to be hit and he's going to be sacked. He's going to be sacked. Andrew Vinton getting through there. The defensive end on the right side sacks Hamburger. And another huge loss on the play. Another great job defensively by the pass.
14-yard loss. And that is just incredible, Mike. We watched the St. Cecilia line. They have done such a great job all year giving Hamburger protection and opening up some big holes. And they are just breaking down as Vinton just shot out of a cannon over there from that right side. He gets in. Hamburger had no chance to throw that one away. He wisely tucked it in, but a huge, huge loss. And now the Hawks have to go all the way down. To get a first down, they have to go to the 33-yard line. The line of scrimmage is at the 33.
It's third down and 34 yards to go. St. Cecilia may be having problems with the quickness of this defense, and here comes another defender in there. Hamburger gets away, and he's going to be racked up and sacked again. That's going to be a clinch in there. They have got it across the line of scrimmage. He did on the scramble, so not officially a sack there. Hamburger knocked down, but nevertheless, St. Cecilia looking at a fourth down and 32 situation here. Fourth down and 32 yards to go. And now St. Cecilia will have to punt the football away.
Well, if St. Pat's can keep a hold of the football and find a way to mount another drive, they turned the football over and St. Cecilia scored right away, but their defense is definitely keeping them in this ball game. They are playing a tremendous football game here tonight.
Now Kissinger fumbles the snap on the punt. He's going to have to pick the ball up and run with it. He's got a long way to go. He's at the 45, and he's knocked down at the 46-yard line, and North Platte St. Pat's will get the football. The snap came back to Kissinger. It just dropped out of his hands. Kissinger picks it up, and instead of trying to get the punt away, he decides to run with it. But he had 32 yards to go, Jimmy, and he is knocked down. North Platte St. Pat's has got the ball at the Hastings St. Cecilia 46-yard line.
Well, and a huge mistake because with the speed of Kissinger, he was able to get to the outside. He had a lot of room. He could have did a rugby-style kick just to get it away and get it down here. But now you give St. Pat's the football in your own territory at the 46. St. Pat's staying alive in this ball game.
Matthew Jensen, the quarterback, down the line of scrimmage. He's got the ball. He's going to be swung down, and he finally gets away. Now penalty flags are down as Jensen is knocked down back here at the 48. That was big Zach Sturp had his hands on him and finally rustles him down to the turf, but a penalty flag down. We'll see if Sturp maybe got a piece of the face mask. That's the call. It's a personal foul against St. Cecilia, a face mask against Zach Sturp, and that's a 15-yard penalty. And I'll tell you what, North Platte St. Pat's right back into this football game here with 1:42 to play in the third. 21-7, and now the Pats on the march.
They had the momentum going into halftime. They lost it right away with the opening series. They fumbled that football away, and the Hawks were able to capitalize on that. But they have definitely, with the play of their defense and special teams, have got the ball, and now the Hawks starting to show some frustration out there. They still are ahead by a couple of scores, but the St. Pat's on the move now. They're inside the Hawk territory down to the 34.
First down and 10 yards to go, and now the quarterback, Jensen, fumbles the football, and it's going to be picked up here by St. Cecilia. Ryan Sheehy picks up the fumble for Hastings St. Cecilia. That time, Jensen fumbles the football. The quarterback for St. Pat's, and Sheehy falls on top of the ball for Hastings St. Cecilia at the 35-yard line. Another turnover for St. Pat's.
That is the fourth one of the afternoon, and if you intend to stay in football games, you cannot turn the football over. I don't care who you're playing. We talk about it week in, week out, and St. Pat's puts it on the turf again, and St. Cecilia comes up with it. Three fumbles, one interception. They are shooting themselves in the foot here, and now we're going to have a timeout, I believe timeout, St. Cecilia. But, boy, St. Pat's has had the opportunities.
1 minute, 32 seconds to play here in quarter number three. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 21, North Platte St. Pat's 7.
Some days we just have to deal with pests and sometimes even termites. To help out, call Carey's Pest Control in Hastings for pest and termite control. Locally owned and operated since 1975, Carey's Pest Control does real estate termite inspections and provides lifetime termite control programs. Free estimates too. Protect some of your biggest investments, your home and other property, with an advanced termite bait system from Carey's Pest Control. Call Mike Carey or Dave Ryan. Carey's Pest Control in Hastings proudly supports St. Cecilia and area athletes and teams.
Frigidaire has been comforting homes for generations, and now Frigidaire heating and cooling products are an even better deal come tax time. Receive up to a $1,500 federal tax credit, limited to 30% of installed costs, when you purchase a high-efficiency Frigidaire system from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. For details on the $1,500 tax credit and how a Frigidaire high-efficiency system can also significantly reduce your utility bills, contact Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Cody Jackson breaks loose here as he takes it off a right tackle and brings it down to the 36-yard line. Again, a very simple play there as we have a short timeout as Jackson takes the ball down to the 36-yard line, maybe the 37 here for St. Pat's. Finally, Sean Ryan knocks him out of bounds. So St. Cecilia, maybe after getting a tongue-lashing there from head coach Carl Tesmer, get some positive yardage here as Cody Jackson takes the ball down to the 37.
Well, we've seen Carl in the huddle, and he was into a guy's faces. He was trying to get their attention, and a big, big play. That was 27 yards off the right side for Jackson down into Irish territory.
Now they're going to hand the ball off.
Penalty flags.
Yep, penalty flags, and we're going to blow this baby dead. Illegal procedure call here. Illegal procedure call against the St. Cecilia, so that's going to cost them 5 yards.
That is the eighth penalty of the afternoon for St. Cecilia. We go back to that one play, Mike. St. Cecilia offensively just really sputtering, and the coach has been frustrated here on the sidelines with his guys. He calls the timeout. He goes out there and watching him. He was expressing his frustration to his troops, and then they come right out and just a simple stretch play, and Jackson does the job there. Now Jackson with 15 carries, 75 yards. It only takes Cody one burst, and he can put a lot of numbers up on the statistics board, and he did it there.
So it's first down now and 15 yards to go from the 43. Jackson gets the call again. Jackson knocked down at the 41. So Jackson on the inside handoff takes the ball down to the 41-yard line and gets a couple of those yards back. Bring up a second down situation now. Second down and about 13 yards to go. That's Zach Smith into the stop now for North Platte St. Pat's. 21-7 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of North Platte St. Pat's here in the semifinals of Class C2. Here this afternoon, now stretching into the evening in North Platte. Second down and 13 yards to go from the Irish 41-yard line. Hamburger hands the ball away again with a football across the 40 down to the 39. That's going to be Groffel, I think, with the ball there to the 39-yard line of North Platte St. Pat's. Groffel into this ball carrier there for St. Cecilia, and Taylor Hafen will stop for North Platte St. Pat's. So now St. Cecilia going to be looking at a third down situation. Hawks continue to have problems rushing the football at times against this North Platte St. Pat's defense.
Well, and the St. Pat's defense just doing an exceptional job tonight, as that fullback trap has been able to work a lot for St. Cecilia this season. And they had a couple of guys in the backfield to blow that up, and then Groffel tried to spin loose. Was not able to get, actually got back to the line of scrimmage. So the Hawks now with a third and 11. The ball right at the 40-yard line, and now we've got the penalty flags yet again.
St. Cecilia was trying to run the clock out here in this third quarter. They were watching the play clock run down, and they got down to 1 second, the game clock, and they blow the whistle for a delay of game call there. So St. Cecilia not calculating the play clock right there. They were going to try to let that thing run down, and the officials call a delay of game with 1 second to play here in this third quarter.
Well, we don't know who had the time down there, whether it was Randy Ahrens or Coach Tesmer. They're down there communicating on the sidelines, so they're trying to figure out what went awry on that one there. But now the Hawks, a five-yard penalty, so now they're faced with a third down, and nearly 15 yards to go here for a first down.
Now they put 2 seconds back on the clock here, so now we're down to 3 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Now it's third down and 16 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball. Hamburger pitches the ball back. Jackson has got it. He wants to throw it. He's going to be hit here. Jackson's still on his feet. He's going to be wrapped up and thrown down. Back at the 43-yard line. They were going with a halfback pass. Jackson was hit once. He was hit twice and was finally thrown to the turf. A huge loss. And St. Cecilia will have to put the football away.
Well, and again, we talk about a game of momentum. St. Pat's continues to turn the football over to break their momentum. But now at the end of the third quarter, the Hawks try a halfback pass. Cody Jackson nowhere to go with that one. He had to just eat the ball. And that was an 11-yard sack there for St. Pat's. And we'll go into quarter number four in a wild game in North Platte.
All right, three quarters in the books. We'll take a break with a score. North Platte St. Pat's trailing Hastings St. Cecilia. It's the Blue Hawks 21, North Platte St. Pat's 7.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street, for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning, 7 to 11, Sunday, 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
To punt the football on fourth down and 29 yards to go. Here's the punt. It's going to be fumbled inside the 10-yard line. They got to go back and pick it up. That's Sean Ryan with the ball. He takes it all the way to the far sideline. He's at the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50 in the St. Cecilia territory, 45, 40, and he's running about to the 36-yard line. Sean Ryan goes back and picks up his muff punt back there inside the 10-yard line. He's got blazing speed, Jimmy, as he takes the ball down the far sideline and finally pushed out about to the 40-yard line of St. Cecilia. Matt Kissinger, the punter, finally knocks him out of bounds. That was a huge play by St. Pat's.
It was, and I thought we had a penalty flag, but that was just a marker where the fumble was made down inside the 5-yard line, and Ryan, with tremendous speed, picked up a couple of nice blocks. He had one guy to beat, and that was Kissinger, but that was a touchdown-saving tackle. He returns the ball all the way down to the St. Cecilia 40-yard line, and early in this fourth quarter against St. Pat's with life.
21-7 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead here in the state semifinals. Pitchback comes here to Benton. Hitting across the 40, 35, crashes forward to the 30, down to the 29-yard line. Blake Brouillette finally brings him down. Andrew Benton on a toss sweep to the wide side of the field. Had some blockers out there, took the ball down to the St. Cecilia 29, and now the Irish have the momentum back on their side here. They're down by a couple of scores. They've got the ball down here at the St. Cecilia 29-yard line. They're having a lot of success against the St. Cecilia defense, something we have not seen all season long.
Yeah, a football team being able to rush the football against the St. Cecilia defense. 116 yards on the ground. We'll credit them with 11 more as Benton now with over 80 yards of rushing.
There's Benton sneaking through there again. He was hit originally at the point of attack across the 30, down to the 25-yard line to the 24. St. Cecilia had their hands on him there. At the point of attack, like we mentioned, but Benton gets loose and squirts forward down to the 25. Right in the center of the field here. We'll keep our eyes on the clock. We're down to 11 minutes to play now in the ball game. St. Cecilia continues to lead by a couple of scores, but the Irish on the move.
Yeah, and the Irish with a football running back. I don't know if St. Cecilia has given up a 100-yard rusher all season long. They're going to tonight unless they can figure out a way to tackle Benton. He's at 91 yards here early in this fourth quarter.
Second down and 5 yards to go. Here's a Thatcher Vapp with the ball. Vapp brings it across the 20 to the 15, down to the 13-yard line. So Thatcher Vapp takes the ball there for the Irish. Finally, Bryce Faber brings him down. I don't know if St. Cecilia is having problems with this read option or what. We haven't seen a team run this against us, I don't think, all season long. They're having some problems with it, I think, up inside.
Boy, they really are, just opening up some huge holes. And Vapa, again, not very big, picks up 10 quick yards. Another first down, that's 13. And they are now inside the red zone of St. Cecilia.
They got the ball at the 14-yard line. Here's a pitch play again to Andrew Vinton. And Vinton takes the ball down to the 10, down to the 9-yard line. Blake Brouillette will knock him down there for Hastings St. Cecilia. So another pickup of 5 yards as the Irish continue to chew up the yardage here against the St. Cecilia defense. Remember, St. Cecilia is a defense that gives up only 92 yards per ball game rushing, 67 yards passing, 159 total yards of offense against them all season long, and they allow only 6.7 points per ball game. Second down and 3 yards to go now. The Irish with the ball at the St. Cecilia's 7-yard line. Hand off to Thatcher Vapp. He's at the 5-yard line. He drives for the goal line. He's in there for the touchdown. He is in there for the touchdown, Thatcher Vapp, as he sticks it in there with 9 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in quarter number 4. It is now a 21-13 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia.
Well, and St. Pat's will line up as we see a St. Cecilia Hawk down on the turf right about the 2-yard line. We'll try to get a number for you there. That's not good if that's the number I think it is. It looks like number 7. That'd be Phil Hamburger. We hope that wouldn't be the case. But let's go back to the scoring drive. Again, a couple of big plays right up the middle of the field, and it was all capped off with a 7-yard touchdown run by Vapp. The little guy was able to get into the end zone. But my goodness, St. Cecilia is having all kinds of trouble between Vapp and Benton. They are tremendous backs in there, and they have been able to chew up a lot of yardage against this Irish or against this Hawk defense, and that is Phil Hamburger, and that does not look. He is favoring his right shoulder. My goodness, we don't want to speculate, but that does not look good as he is helped off the field. He is in some tremendous pain, but the Irish will attempt the point after, and with this point after, it is a 7-point football game early in this fourth quarter.
So 21-13 is 8 points right now, pending the PAT coming up here. By Sean Ryan. Ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. Now it's a 7-point ball game. 9 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the football game. Hastings St. Cecilia trying to advance to the state championship game here in Class C2, but we got a long way to go. 9:35 to play. St. Cecilia 21, and the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's 14.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
55 yards.
So 55-yard punt return sets up the touchdown eventually. A 7-yard touchdown run from Thatcher Vapp, and all of a sudden it's 21-14. And our concern is down here with our starting quarterback, Phil Hamburger, as the medical staff for St. Cecilia will work on the right shoulder of our starting quarterback, Hamburger. And St. Cecilia is up by 7 points here in the state semifinals.
Boy, and they are really working on that shoulder, trying to get it loosened up. We'll see if he can go. If not, it's on the shoulders of sophomore Xander Schmidt as the ball's in the air. And Cody Jackson with the football.
He brings it right back to the center of the field, 30, 35, 40. No, he doesn't get to the 40-yard line. He's going to be stopped here at the 35. So Jackson was breaking loose right in the center of the field there. As he brings the ball up to the 35, and that's where St. Cecilia will start. Andrew Vinton is in on the stop for North Platte St. Pat's. So now Xander Schmidt will come out here for Hastings St. Cecilia. He's a sophomore, 165-pounder, as he takes over for the injured Phil Hamburger, with his ball club up 7 points here in the fourth quarter.
And I noticed right after the touchdown, a lot of the linemen and the starters were coming over here. They had their arm around Xander Schmidt, giving him votes of encouragement, trying to get him to go. And we'll see the Hawks now for the first time without Phil Hamburger in there. They're still continuing to look at his right shoulder.
So Xander Schmidt obviously has seen a lot of playing time here this year. Here's a handoff straight up the gut here as they move the ball for a couple of yards, but that's it. Xander Schmidt, with all the blowouts that we have seen this year for St. Cecilia, has had plenty of playing time. But remember, he's actually the third-string quarterback, Jimmy, because Spencer Ostrander went down early in the season. Phil Hamburger then stepped in for him, and now Phil is on the sidelines. And Xander Schmidt down to the ball game for East St. Cecilia.
Not a very difficult situation. You're only in the state semifinals. The chance to go to Lincoln, and your starting quarterback now is going to put an ice pack on that right shoulder. They're going to wrap it up. He appears to be done, Mike.
All right, Xander Schmidt now fumbles the football down there and falls back on top of it. He pulls away from center, did not have the football, but Xander Schmidt, like you see so many times when you see a new quarterback comes in there, falls on top of the football back here. And St. Cecilia now looking at a third down 9 situation from the 37-yard line. Clock is running. 8.5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 21-14 Hawks.
Well, Tremel, the center, has been working with Hamburger, and it's a different cadence and different timing. And that's really the issue here. It's going to bring up third down and 9. But, boy, the Irish crowd on the far sidelines, they are all jacked up, standing on their feet.
Xander Schmidt turns and hands them all the way to Jackson. Jackson's hitting down. He goes right at the line of scrimmage, and the Irish will get the ball back. They hand the ball away to Cody Jackson. He is knocked down right at the line of scrimmage. The Hawks go 3 plays and out, and will have to punt the football away. And now the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's will get the ball back. We are just under 8 minutes to play. Dropping back deep will be Sean Ryan. He's the guy who returned the last punt some 55 yards. He fumbled the ball inside the 5-yard line, went back to retrieve it, and got that nice return. Now Kissinger will have to punt the football. He stands back here at his own 23, waiting for the snap right on the money. Kissinger gets into it. Not a very good kick. It flutters up in the air. It's going to fall down here at the 40-yard line. Takes the St. Cecilia bounce down to the 35, down to the 34-yard line. It's down there by St. Cecilia. So now North Platte St. Pat's will have the football. That was a kick of only 28 yards for Matt Kissinger. And now the Irish will come out first down and 10. They will have it on their own 34-yard line, trailing by a score of 21-14 here in the fourth quarter.
We'll go back to that long return for Brian. It was down to nearly the 40-yard line. They were able to take it downfield, everything on the ground. They opened up some nice holes, and combining between Vinton and Vapp, they were able to pick up some big chunks of yardage. And again, we checked the status of Phil Hamburger. He now puts his pads back on, so we'll see what the story is here.
All right, 7.5 minutes to play. Here's a pitch to Vinton, and Vinton is going to be hit at the 35. He falls forward to about the 36 or the 37. Blake Brouillette comes up to make the stop there for St. Cecilia. So a pickup of about, 3-4 yards in a play on the quick pitch. It's now second down and 6 yards to go, with the St. Cecilia fans now come alive just to our left down here on the near side.
Vinton now with 17 carries and even 100 yards in the ball game against his Hawk defense. He has done a tremendous job. He is one of the toughest runners I have seen all year long. Not very big, but he is tough, able to get his pad level very low. He's tough to bring down.
There's Jensen going to hand the ball away to a Thatcher Vapp, and Vapp takes it for a couple of yards and then runs into Big Zach Stirrup for St. Cecilia. A pickup of 1, maybe 2 yards in the play as they just take it off of left tackle there. Thatcher Vapp is knocked down into play. So now the Irish looking at a 3rd-and-7 situation. 6.5 minutes to play here in the Class C2. State semifinals here tonight in North Platte, of a whale of a football game. And now the St. Cecilia defense has got to dig in. 3rd-and-7 yards to go from the 37-yard line. That's the North Platte St. Pat's 37. Irish working from our left to our right. Backs will be split behind the quarterback, Jensen. He's got the ball, comes down the line of scrimmage, hands the ball away, and they get the ball to the 44-yard line. Going to be very close to a first down as they go to Andrew Vinton on the play. The Irish say they have the first down. The officials agree, and a big 3rd-down conversion there for the Irish.
18 carries now, 106 yards at his first down, number 14, as Vinton, again, just carrying this Irish team on his shoulders as he's picking up some good seams and able to get in the Hawks secondary. And, boy, this game is going to be a nail-biter before this thing's all over. Again, Phil Hamburger has his pads back on, the helmet on. They're going to see if he can throw down here on the sideline. So, obviously, the medical staff has cleared him for play if he can get warmed up here.
First down and 10 yards to go from the 44. Here's Andrew Benton. He gets a quick pitch, and he's going to be knocked down here. A couple of yards lost in the play, brought it to the near sideline. Andrew Benton is knocked down one of the very few times he has been knocked down for a loss here, Jimmy, as he's trying to bring it to the short side of the field. He is knocked down here at the 43. A loss of 2 yards in the play at second down and 12. We're down to 5.5 minutes to play now in the football game. The Hawks holding on to a 21-14 lead.
The only loss credited to Benton was a 10-yard loss, and that was on a bad snap where he fielded the pitch and fumbled the ball to the turf. But that was a first good defensive stop for the Hawks against Benton here tonight.
All right, Jensen up under center again. He wants to throw the football. He rolls to his left. He's under pressure. He gets away. He slides through there. He's at the 40-yard line. He's at the 45, and he's upended here, and out of bounds he goes at the 46. So, again, Jensen finding his ability to get out of that pressure from St. Cecilia. The Hawks had him right there. He got away. Jensen had to scramble with the ball, takes it to the 46. Finally, Jace Jackson brings him down for St. Cecilia. Now it is third down and 8 yards to go. The Irish have the ball on their own 46.
And I was standing right there this afternoon when we talked to head coach Carl Tesmer, and he said, I am just scared of their speed and their ability to get out of a tough situation. And Jensen has done that all day. He was sacked back there. All the Hawks had to do is just try to get a hand on him. He eludes the tacklers and picks up positive yardage. Here we go, third down, third and 9.
All right, here's Jensen down the line of scrimmage, hands the ball away, and he's not going to get there as he gets it to about the 50-yard line. Running the football there was Thatcher Vapp. So now St. Cecilia on defense. Jordan Consberg gets the stop there. Now basically you got to go for this, I think. Fourth down and 5 yards to go. Right at the midfield stripe, and the clock is down to 4:38. Here's the ball game right here.
Yeah, this very well could be the ball game. We've seen the ball on the turf several times, but how many times in third and fourth down situations tonight North Platte St. Pat's has been able to pick up a big run by Vinton? Watch him. He is in the backfield.
All right, fourth down and 5 yards to go from the midfield stripe. Jensen is up under center. Looks over the St. Cecilia defense. Long count here from the line of scrimmage. Now calls the timeout. St. Cecilia maybe twice the defense there that they weren't familiar with, and they wisely enough call the timeout. So we got a fourth down and 5, 4 minutes and 16 seconds to play from the 50-yard line. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school football on 1230 KHAS.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area, Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, and our ace spotter, Gene Shaw, who just spotted the raindrops falling down. Again, it's pouring now.
Yeah, if it's not rain, it's heavy, heavy snow, but it's coming down real heavy since our commercial. But Kevin Dotson, the head coach for St. Pat's, is going to elect to go for it here. Fourth down, they tried to get the Hawks on a hard count, but they'll be up under center here. Fourth down, here's the ball game.
From the 50-yard line. They come down the line of scrimmage. Jensen wants to throw, and he does. It's going to be caught here by Taylor Heath down at the 40-yard line. First down. Taylor Heath gets the reception there. He just popped that baby over the linebackers, Jimmy, as Matthew Jensen just pops a little pass to Taylor Heath that is caught at the 40-yard line, and they keep the drive alive as the rain or the snow pours down here at the Knights of Columbus Field in North Platte.
Well, there's not a lot of wind. It's just falling kind of lifelessly down. But, yeah, it almost looks up into the lights, and it is snow. But more importantly, what a great pass by Jensen to Hayes. Picks up the first down. They're down to the Hawk 40-yard line inside 4 minutes here in the fourth quarter.
Here's a pitch back. They get it to Thatcher Vapp. He hands the ball away now to Sean Ryan. He fumbles. He picks it back up at the 50, 45 to the 40. And he's going to be knocked down over there at about the 38 or 39-yard line. That was a reverse play. They handed away one way, and then Sean Ryan comes back the other way, and he's going to be knocked down at the 38. So he did a lot of running there, did not get much east and west running here, and it's second down and 8 yards to go.
But Ryan did well just to get positive yards as the ball was down back in their own territory, down to about the 45-yard line. He was able to take it all the way down to the 38. Again, the rain or whatever it is falling down, it's wet, and it's coming down very heavy now.
3 minutes and 18 seconds to play. St. Pat's has the ball at the 38-yard line. Here's a handoff now to Vinton. Again, he's going to be stacked up. No gain in the play, maybe a half a yard. Vinton carrying the ball there on the inside handoff. Tackle is made in there by Nathan Soucy. So now we're in another third down situation here for North Platte St. Pat's. It's third and seven. They've got the ball at the 37-yard line, driving for a tying touchdown in the state semifinals. And we're down to 2 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Ryan is your wide receiver, split to the left side. The backs will be split behind Jensen. The ball is on the far side hash. They bring the ball down the line of scrimmage. They give the ball away to Andrew Vint, and he's not going to get there. 1, maybe 2 yards as they move the ball down to the 33. Andrew Benton gets the call there. Tackle is made by Jace Jackson of Hastings St. Cecilia. So now it's fourth down, Jimmy. Fourth down and about 4 yards to go. The football is at the 34-yard line of St. Cecilia. And here's another big, big, obviously a big play here.
Well, exactly. Kind of the same situation that the Irish was faced with on the prior fourth down call. Nearly 5 yards to go. They dropped it over the middle to Hafe, and he was able to pick up 10 yards. Now we're going to have a timeout. Kevin Dotson wants to talk about it on the far sidelines. So fourth down, big, big play here. The game riding on this play.
2 minutes and 12 seconds to play. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 21 and North Platte St. Patrick's 14.
Catholic College Preparatory School for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
1230 KHAS.
All right, here we go. Fourth down and 4 yards to go. North Platte St. Pat's with the ball to the St. Cecilia 34-yard line. Ball is on the near side hash mark. Jensen up under center. Play action pass. He's going to hold the ball. He's going to run it himself to the 45-yard line. He stretches out there to the 31. Actually, the 35 to the 31-yard line, and we'll see if the officials spot this one. This is going to be very, very close, Jimmy.
Boy, I tell you what, Jensen just reverse pivoted out of there, had the flow of the play coming to the right side, and then he just takes the boot back around the backside, and they're going to bring the chains, and this is going to be very, very close.
It's going to be on the far side of the field here, so we'll get their glasses for you. The official is going to spot this football right at the 31-yard line. That was a fourth and four. What a big measurement here as he stretched the chains out. And the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks hold by the nose of the football. They come up short by a nose of the football. St. Cecilia will have it with 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play in the football game. They come up short on fourth down and 4 yards to go.
Holy cow, what a ball game here in North Platte. You got to give a lot of credit. The ball game isn't over yet, but the Hawks got to grind out 2:05. Left to go here, but Jensen, as he pulled the bootleg to the left side, he did all he could to try to fight for extra yardage, and he was that close, the nose of the football. St. Cecilia takes over on downs. We'll check the quarterback situation.
It's going to be Hamburger. That was Colin Ellie, who's going to be credited with that last tackle. Handoff will go to a Jackson. He takes it off of the right side as he angles that way, and he picks up a yard, maybe two. They're not really concerned about the yardage right now. We're down to a minute and 54 seconds to play. What a big, big defensive stand. Hastings St. Cecilia holding on downs here as the North Platte St. Pat's comes up. Boy, you talk about a game of inches, Jimmy. That was a no more than about an inch and a half.
Well, it really was. Now the officials are going to stop the clock here. Going to be an equipment timeout with St. Cecilia. Somebody in there with problems with their helmet. And they'll get ready to wind it again. But, yeah, exactly. That'll come down to the official spot. The officials have had a great game tonight. And that one there, just a good spot. But Jensen, give him credit. He was trying to stretch out and pick up the necessary yardage, but he was that far short.
And now it's a second down and 8 for Hastings St. Cecilia as they're trying to lock up the win here tonight. Handoff goes to Jackson. Jackson just takes it into the center of the field, 35 out to the 36-yard line. Again, they're not concerned, really, with the yardage right now. I think the Irish are out of timeouts. We're down to a minute and 10 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. So a big, big defensive play. Colin Alley, I think, is going to be credited with that the big stop for Hastings St. Cecilia on a fourth down situation for North Platte St. Pat's. And the Blue Hawks are a minute away from heading to Lincoln for the state championship in Class C2. Third down now. Third down and 5 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball at their own 36-yard line. Now the flags come out. Flags come out. Maybe a delay of game there for St. Cecilia. Rain continues to pour here.
It,
I don't know. We continue to look up in the lights. We see a lot of moisture coming down, but it's not going to make any difference if you're a Blue Hawk fan, as the Hawks will play again next week.
Now, as we see the skinnies down here in front, five of them now, they've all got their shirts off again. They're dancing around. They don't care, as it's very wet. The umbrellas are out. But the Hawks are just a couple of snaps away here from sealing this game. 47 seconds left to go here. Hawks with a third down and nine to go.
And that was a penalty against St. Cecilia, 5 yards there. So it's brought back to the 31-yard line. Here's a pitch play down to Jackson. Jackson will lose one man at the 28, brings it across the 30, out to the 35-yard line. He is knocked down there by Andrew Benton of North Platte St. Pat's. The St. Cecilia now looking at a fourth down situation, fourth down and five. And the Hawks will have to punt the football away. They're going to use up all the time in the world here. I think the Irish are out of timeouts as the clock is ticking down here. St. Cecilia looking at fourth down at about 5 yards to go from their own 36-yard line. We're down to 16 seconds, 15, the clock ticking down. The Hawks are going to use up all the time here and then punt the football. And the Irish are going to be out of time here before they can get their hands on the football. We're down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds. They're going to take a delay of game. We're down to 3 seconds to play, so they take a delay of game call here as the clock expires on the play clock. So they're going to take a delay of game. St. Cecilia will have to punt the football away. I guess if you're a punter, you can just run around back there for 3 seconds and follow the turf, can't you?
Well, and I think that's what they're talking about down here. The Hawks are all huddled up over here in front of the sidelines. The Irish still out there ready to go. But, again, I think you just run it around. You can run around and kill all the time in the world.
Bill Hamburger came back out of that particular series for St. Cecilia.
Actually, no, he's just going to – Hamburger can just run around there and take a knee. He only got to burn 3 seconds.
Yeah, Hamburger.
On his fourth down.
They're not going to – now they got a penalty. St. Cecilia in all kinds of confusion here. They had guys running on the field, off of the field. They weren't even lined up in a punt formation. Bill Hamburger, if you're just joining us, got injured in the fourth quarter early. He sat on a series, Xander Schmidt, came in for St. Cecilia, went three plays and out. Then Hamburger got back in on this particular series. And now he's going to be lined up here with 3 seconds to play on a fourth down and 15 situation. They only got to burn 3 seconds. So Hamburger is going to take his snap. He's going to just run around with a football, brings it around the left hand, falls to the turf, and the Hawks have won. St. Cecilia has advanced to the championship ball game in Class C2 as they knock off the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's here tonight. Final score in this one, 21-14, and a whale of a football game played here tonight.
Well, it is, and you look at the Irish walking off to the sidelines, very depressed about the whole deal. They played a great football game against a good, good team in St. Cecilia. Offensively, the Hawks have been racking up some big numbers. They held them in check pretty much all game long, and despite all the turnovers that the Irish had, they still were able to maintain themselves and stay in this ball game. But the Hawks do prevail late in this ball game.
So Hastings St. Cecilia will move on into the Class C2 state championship ball game next Tuesday. It'll be at 10:15 at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. They will play either Aquinas or Archbishop Bergen. That ball game will start at 6:30 tonight in Fremont, as Aquinas will take on Archbishop Bergen tonight at 6:30 for the right to move on to face the Blue Hawks, the top-ranked Blue Hawks in the Class C2 state championship ball game next week. But Hastings St. Cecilia survives here tonight. Had to come up with a big defensive play with less than a couple of minutes to play in the football game by Colin Ellie, who got to stop. North Platte St. Pat's comes up just short on the fourth down situation, and St. Cecilia runs out the clock. They win it here tonight over North Platte St. Pat's by a score of 21-14. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
Professional service, financial strength, and stability. Just three ways to describe Eller Brock Norris Insurance. Eller Brock Norris Insurance works for you, providing the right coverage for you and your family. For all your home, life, auto, and business insurance needs, turn to Eller Brock Norris Insurance, serving you for more than 100 years. That's stability. Eller Brock Norris Insurance, 2203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings, with locations in Hastings, Kearney, and Omaha. Call 402-463-2461 for an insurance proposal today.
At Big G Ace, get a first down with your paint project by using Ace Essence Paint for just $15.99 a gallon. It's easy on the budget and used by those who prefer to match colors to their own project. It's available in flat, satin, and semi-gloss sheens. Let the folks at Big G Ace help you score a touchdown with your painting project. Big G Ace Hastings, where you get in, get help, get out, and get on with your life.
Quality products, great people, and helpful advice. Big G Ace.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back in North Platte, Hastings St. Cecilia has moved on to the Class C2 state championship ball game next Tuesday, 10:15 starting time at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. But it wasn't easy here tonight. North Platte St. Pat's put on a whale of a defensive effort against the Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. Nearly got a go-ahead, actually a tying touchdown there in the fourth quarter. They came up an inch or so short on a fourth down situation. And St. Cecilia improves to 12-0 in the season. They win their 25th game in a row tonight as they knock off the Irish by a score of 21-14. A recap of the scoring, get to some final numbers. Coach's postgame coming up in just a few minutes, so stay with us. St. Cecilia scored in their opening possession tonight. They got a big play, a 67-yard pass from Hamburger to Matt Kissinger that set him up at point-blank range. A couple of plays later, Cody Jackson took it in from 3 yards out. Point after touchdown was no good. St. Cecilia led by a score of 6-0. Then in the second quarter, St. Cecilia going on a 13-play, 67-yard drive. Phil Hamburger had a 5-yard touchdown run to cap things off. The 2-point conversion was good. That made the score 14-0 in favor of St. Cecilia. But then North Platte St. Pat's comes back. They put a drive together right at the end of the second quarter, and they get a 14-yard touchdown pass from their quarterback, Matthew Jensen, to Jared Armsdorf on a deflected pass in the end zone. The point after touchdown was good. That made the score 14-7 at halftime in favor of St. Cecilia. The Irish then fumble away their first snap in the third quarter. It was recovered by Jordan Consbrick at the 27-yard line. St. Cecilia eventually got into the end zone on a 1-yard touchdown run from Cody Jackson, his second of the night. St. Cecilia jumped out to a 21-7 lead. Then in the fourth quarter, Sean Ryan returns a punt 55 yards for the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's, put him up in St. Cecilia territory. They go 5 plays and 40 yards for a touchdown as Thatcher Vapp took it into the end zone. The punt after touchdown was good. That made the score 21-14 in favor of St. Cecilia. Phil Hamburger, the starting quarterback for the Hawks, then knocked out of the ball game. He came to the sidelines. Spencer Smith came into the ball game. Xander Schmidt came into the ball game for St. Cecilia. Could not get anything going on his possession. They went 3 plays and out, had to punt the football away. And then St. Pat's was moving the ball downfield for a potential tying touchdown here in the fourth quarter. And in a fourth down situation, the quarterback, Matthew Jensen, was stopped short of the first down stakes by no more than 2 inches. St. Cecilia able to run out the clock here, and the Blue Hawks win it by a score of 21-14 here tonight.
Well, what a ball game coming in. The Hawks, you look at the rosters, a lot of bigger guys. That doesn't always mean everything. It's a lot of heart, and St. Pat's put on a great show here tonight. It comes down to just a couple of inches. They get that that first down. It'd be very interesting to see what Kevin Dotson does for play calls late in this ball game to try to get down there and tie it up. We look at the St. Pat's on the evening, the quarterback, Matthew Jensen, 7 of 10 passing, 52 yards, 1 interception, and 1 touchdown. The touchdown coming from 14 yards out there in the second quarter. St. Pat's, 46 rushes tonight, 176 yards, so 228 of total offense for St. Pat's here tonight. Keep a remember that number there for future knowledge here. 228 of total offense for St. Pat's, 3 fumbles on the game, and 1 interception. Their leading ball carrier, we talked about him coming in, Andrew Vinton, 21 carries and 107 yards. He was just a tough customer to bring down for the Hawk defense. For St. Cecilia this evening, Phil Hamburger, not a lot of passes tonight. They tried to keep everything on the ground with the weather the way it was. But he ended the night with 2 of 5 passing for 75 yards. He had one big connection. That was early in the ball game of 67 yards to Matt Kissinger. The Hawks rushed it 40 times for 134 yards, so 209. 209 of total offense. Yes, that was 228 for St. Pat's and 209. So the Hawks, I believe for the first time this whole season, were out-yarded by their opponent, but they come away in the right column. The Hawks with two fumbles here this evening. They lost one and one. Cody Jackson fumbled a kickoff, was able to maintain possession in the ball game. Cody Jackson, by the way, the leading ball carrier for St. Cecilia, 21 carries, 77 yards, a couple of touchdowns. And Joe Groffel, the next leading rusher, 9 carries and 40 yards. But again, the Hawks find a way to win late. Their defense steps up. They're able to hold St. Pat's on a 4th and 5, and it was by inches. But they advance, and they'll be in Lincoln next Tuesday.
The St. Cecilia will play in 10-15 on Tuesday at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. They pick up a win over the North Platte St. Pat's Irish tonight, final score of 21-14. Stick around. We've got the coaches' postgame show coming up next. Also, I'll name our player of the game. You're listening to High School Football tonight on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coaches' postgame show on Hastings Link to local sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Cecilia wins it here tonight over North Platte St. Pat's to move on in the Class C2 state championship run here as the Hawks knock off the Irish by the score of 21-14. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
And we're back here in the North Platte. Tell you what, the defensive effort that the Blue Hawks put out there tonight, we're not going to name one guy. I mean, we're just going to give it to the entire St. Cecilia defense here tonight as they came up big. When the game was on the line there at the end, the Blue Hawks defense came up and they rise to the occasion and basically won this thing here tonight for St. Cecilia.
Well, they really did. They give up a significant amount of yards, but they did a tremendous job when the chips were down. They only needed about 5 yards to go, but the Hawk defense stood tall. And we'll be talking to the proud defensive coach here momentarily.
It'll be like the black shirts.
That's right.
We'll just award the black shirts to the player of the game, to the entire defensive unit out there facing St. Cecilia. So congratulations to the defense. You guys are players of the game tonight as HC St. Cecilia knocks off the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's, final score of 21-14. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHIS.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show up next on Hastings Link to local sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
It's Ladies Night from John Deere and Samuelson Equipment Company in Hastings in Red Cloud. Ladies Night is this Tuesday, November 16th at the Red Cloud store and this Thursday, November 18th at the Hastings store, 5:30 to 8 each evening. Save 20% on all in-stock toys, clothing, and gifts. Store prices, refreshments, free gift wrapping too. Ladies Night, Tuesday in Red Cloud, Thursday in Hastings, 5:30 to 8 each night at Samuelson Equipment Company, West Highway 6 in Hastings and West Highway 136 in Red Cloud. Your fourth generation John Deere dealer.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
We're back here at North Platte. Hastings St. Cecilia moves on. 21-14 winners over North Platte St. Pat's tonight as the defensive coordinator for the Blue Hawks, Randy Ahrens, will join us in the post game. And Coach, went away of a football game. We expected a tough one here tonight. We got it. This one that went down to the wire.
Yes, it did. You know, and that's something that it stayed a fact. It's a down the wire and went down until the, you know, till the last tick on the clock before it was safe. But, you know, the thing is, a win's a win. Like I told a couple kids after the game, you can't win if you're not there. So, you know, we'd like to win by more. Everybody likes to win by more, but I'm sure it's exciting for the fans. But I told one person, if we win by one, that'll be enough. And that's what we did today. You know, there'll be people out there asking why we gave up so many yards, why they were effective, this and that. But doesn't matter at this point. Our kids are advancing to Lincoln. We can work on it. We can evaluate. We can, you know, look at our weaknesses from today's game. But we played a heck of a football team tonight. They're 10-1 for a reason. You know, and so it's one of those things that we really buckled up and when we had to. You know, we showed a little few chinks tonight. We showed the bend don't break philosophy that we don't like and that we don't care to see and get in the habit of doing. But when it all came down in the end, we got it done.
Well, and again, you talk about the bend don't break theory. I brought that up several times through the broadcast. But the weather, obviously, a big situation here in the ball game. We talked to Coach before the game, and he was really concerned with the Irish's speed and their ability to get underneath some of the tacklers. He was really concerned about that. And boy, I tell you what, Vapp and Vinton, their two running backs, did a tremendous job against your defense tonight.
Yes, they did, and that's something we knew. You know, we had size on them. You know, but we knew and we were scared of their quickness, and we thought 44 was very effective throughout the course of our scouting and course of our preparation. We're like, 44 is a heck of a player. You know, we've got to stop 44. We even had said, you know, let's shift our defense toward 44 a little bit in that second half. Ironically enough, though, we kept going away from him instead of to him. So, you know, it's just one of those things. You got to be so proud of the kids because without their effort, without their, you know, without their heart, their desire, and the fact that they're winners, you know, without them, this doesn't happen. So all the credit needs to go to the kids. They win in spite of us at times.
Coach, talk about that final play that St. Pat's had on offense when they went for it on the fourth down and 4 or 5 yards to go. What was the thinking for you guys defensively? Nothing. You don't know anything about it, huh?
You should come up here and watch the game with us.
Just make a play. I mean, we probably were in the wrong defense, but, you know, we went to our base defense. And I just like, let's win it with our best. And if our best isn't good enough, well, they get the first down. We got to stop them 4 more times. But my theory at that point, we put a lot of faith in our kids throughout the course of the year. We put faith in their ability. We put faith in their determination. And we're going to count on it at the end. So we went with our base defense and said, let's get after it.
Offensively tonight, Phil Hamburger doesn't throw a lot of times. 5 times tonight, he was 2 of 5, 75 yards. And really the big play was that opening drive. It went for 67 yards down to Kissinger, a big boom and a boost early in the ball game, but then it just seemed like the Irish just kept clawing back and they'd come up with other breaks. They turned the momentum around several times in the ball game, and you guys had trouble rushing the football against this smaller Irish defense.
Quick though. Yep. I mean, that was something that, you know, and they had a great game plan. They had it scouted very well, and then they did some things to us that, you know, hopefully the other teams, you know, next week won't see, but, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, we had such an emotional game last week, and these kids are 15 and 16 years old. To play at your peak week in and week out in the playoffs is somewhat difficult. You know, and then we were just bouncing back with 5 games in, you know, less than 3 weeks. You play half your season in 3 weeks here in the playoffs. And so, you know, it's just one of those things. We just got to get it done. And so hats off to the kids again, you know, and it's just something that we're proud of it. You know, we got a streak going, and we got a chance. And we got a chance against another Centennial Conference school next week.
Phil Hamburger injured in the fourth quarter. Did your heart skip a couple of beats there when he went down?
Yes, it did. But as a matter of fact, I went right away and said, we got to get Xander ready. You know, Xander Schmidt had one snap, you know, exchange, but we didn't turn the ball over. And I told Xander after game, I said, that was huge. Thanks for being ready, because he came in and didn't have a turnover. And a lot of times, you see issues when you have to put another quarterback in with your first string center. And so it was just something that, you know, we work on, probably not enough, just getting kids ready. But I tell you what, Coach Tesmer, we have 22 kids ready to know all of our plays week in and week out. And so it's one of those things that we can do what we have to do. It's just, you know, we don't want to have it on a pressure situation with game on the line. And so it'd be better to have Xander in when it's a 21-7 rather than 21-14.
Still okay?
I think so. He must be. He came back in. They taped him up, you know, and he's got the heart of a champion. So, and as all of our kids do. So we'll just see, evaluate where it is. We'll take tomorrow off, and we'll try to get something going from there.
Well, next week, we know Memorial Stadium will be a long ways away. This is probably the last time we get to visit with you. Just a little notice before we get going, we're a long ways up next week. Don't leave us on the edge of our seats quite like you did tonight.
It would be a long fall. Is that what you're saying?
It would be, but congratulations and a hard-fought victory, but get the kids home and get them healed up and be ready for the finals next week.
Hey, thank you very much, and I just, if I can, I know the kids can't hear, but hats off to our kids, and for those of you fans out there who are listening, hopefully you're on the edge of your seat wondering what was going on, but trust me with saying our kids played their hearts out, and, you know, they just were wonderful today, and they had the heart of a champion, and, you know, They've hosted trophies in their last five or six seasons, so we got a chance to host another one. That's a big deal for us.
Okay, we'll see you at the end of the week, and then definitely back in Lincoln next week, Coach. Thanks a lot. Randy Aarons, the defensive coordinator for Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to High School Football.
Invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
AC St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over North Platte St. Pat's 21-14. The Hawks are now 12-0 in the season. They have won 25 games in a row. And the Hawks will play in the Class C2 state championship ball game coming up next Tuesday at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. That'll be the first game of a three-game set on day number two. That'll be a 10:15 starting time in Lincoln. We'll have a game for you here on 1230 KHIS. They'll play either Aquinas or Archbishop Bergen. As the coach said, a couple of teams from the Centennial Conference along with St. Cecilia will score out for the Class C2 state championship next Tuesday. Well, of a football game here tonight.
Well, it really was exciting coming out here as we talked about the Hawks. Probably a favorite if you're looking at the stats and everything on paper, but a lot of coaches don't look at that. It's what happens on the scoreboard. And hats off to North Platte St. Pat's. They had a great game plan. They played a very good football game. And they did everything right. They just come up a couple inches short of getting that first down and to trying to get down there and tying the ball game up. But, again, the Hawks, a great job defensively. We'll see what happens next week in the state finals.
Here's winning in the ball game earlier today, 35-0 over Ogallala and St. Cecilia. The Bucks with a win over North Platte St. Pat's tonight by a score of 21-14. That'll wrap things up from North Platte tonight. For Jimmy Purcell, for Gene Shaw, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from North Platte.
The Coach's Post Game Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High School football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.